kingfrey.com.
Kingfrey in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Well, hello, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the beautiful FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and we're here live at Boundary Park to bring you live coverage this evening of the Frank Hannah Manchester Premier Cup final between FC United of Manchester and Stalybridge Celtic. Oh, kickoff is coming up in 5 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, Twitter at FCUM Radio, station at FCUMradio.co.uk, or if you know this guy on personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122. It's Ben, you know what it is? It's Seat Carnage! Seat Carnage out here, Ben. Everyone's vying for the higher echelon to these seats, but apparently everything's been reserved. So I don't know who they'll be reserved for, but it's going to be an interesting
human
evening.
Human beings celebrating the beautiful thing that is Mancunian football. And that's why we're all here this evening. And
the seats have been reserved.
Yeah, and that means I have to hand over now to our expert commentary team for this momentous, historic occasion.
But already?
Already.
What about team news, Ben?
We've been sacked, so, okay, hello.
Volume, please. I need a little bit of volume as well, then, Ben, if that's okay. Put up a bit of volume as well, please.
Rubbish. It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for the next 2 hours. It's Swapper, Stephen Wood, and Stato Paul.
Hello.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome.
Hi,
good
evening,
ladies and gentlemen. How are you? Good evening here from Boundary Park. We're in the new main stand here at Boundary Park. So, as you can imagine, rather cold as always, but hospitality excellent. We're in the comfy seats. We're in that's at an executive box, basically, so we've got a good view. And I have a sneaky feeling, Steve Wood, that we won't be sat down for much longer.
No.
Because these reserved seats now are no longer reserved.
This is true. It's looking that way, but we've opened the stand behind the goal, so people might want to, well, I don't know.
Well, it's going to be a noisy encounter. We're right next to the supporters. And well, it's a good evening to you, Mr. Wood, and a good evening to Stato Paul, who's getting himself sorted out.
He's not got his...
he's getting himself sorted out.
On, yeah, this
Manchester Premier Cup. And it's the Manchester FA Premier Cup here, and it's FC United Manchester versus Stalybridge Celtic here this evening. Or as the programme says, Stalybridge.
I can't hear myself coming back on these. Professional, you know.
Yes, Steve, but you're now being unprofessional by saying it on air.
We did a sound check 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Not even touching anything.
Woods it again. He's not even started, and he's already having a dig at everybody.
Not at all.
Well, anyway, good evening, everybody. Let me give you the team. It's the easiest thing to do, yes. As a team, so that's
right. Who's Stalybridge?
Yeah, who's Stalybridge?
How is Stalybridge?
FC United this evening. It's Ryan Schofield in goal, Jay Williams at right back, Chris Chapman at left back, Scott Kay, Jordan Fagbola playing in centre half again, along with Luke Ashworth, Scott Kay, centre midfield, probably right hand side initially, Matty Wolverton, Nathan Lowe in the middle of the park, Tommy Oli up top, right to the right hand side of Thompson, maybe up there as well. On the bench is Sam Sheridan and Tom Greaves, Jason Gilchrist and Tom Brown, together with Mike Jones, FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. Hand you over to Stephen Wood for the Stalybridge Celtic team.
Stalybridge, as the team sheet says, number one, we've got Callum O'Neill, two, Danny Morton, skipper, three, Adam Mather, four, Matthew Regan, five, Gary G, six, Aaron Chiamas, seven, Kieran Dunbar. I'm sure, I haven't written these team sheets, I'm struggling to read it. Eight, Daniel Williams, nine, Poirier Amadi, 10, James Roberts, 11, Matthias Barlow, I think he says. Substitute Jude Hinya Nick Ryle, Daniel Pemberton and Liam Tong.
That was well read by the
best
there.
I could do, unfortunately.
Here's a question for you.
Go on.
FC United supporters, we're not particularly good fans of the old drum, are we?
No.
So why do we use seats to impersonate drums and bang on things to impersonate the sound of a drum in exactly the same way?
It's a very good question.
Paul, any ideas?
It's some kind of drum synthesis, maybe.
Drum synthesis?
Yes.
That's interesting. That doesn't explain why they do it. Is there a rational reason for doing it? We slag everybody else off, and yet we don't have it ourselves. But we use every implement we can, apart from one.
Yeah, it's a good point, well made.
It's a strange phenomenon.
It certainly is. As the entire Stockport branch walks past, anyone saying hello? I'll make a little kiss.
Oh my lord!
I don't know. Oh, another one. Oh,
it's a good job it's not television.
Kisses go all over everybody.
It's a good job it's not television.
Oh, more kisses! The whole Stockport branch is past. Oh, look at that! What a sight of beauty! In all fairness,
absolutely. Oh,
is this me? What's the music being played? There's something being played behind that. Anyway, there's something being played. The teams are taking their customary photograph of this Manchester FA Premier Cup final here at Bowdry Park. As I say, it's a cold evening. There's a lot of
cold evening. It's Oldham Athletic.
We know that, but I've got to set the picture.
This is true.
Some might not know, Steve.
No, this is cool.
I've offered you the lead tonight.
No.
So in that case, Shut up. When you're being spoken to, I'll nudge you like that.
That'll do. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, what's that, Ben?
Having a good night there, Paul, yeah?
Excellent.
Good night, yeah, good.
Well, again, more photos. This game also, incidentally, we don't want you to do it, but it's actually live on Twitter.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. So you can go on there, watch it live, turn the sound down, and listen to us.
Yeah.
So, well, we can't see the corner flag on the right-hand side unless we stand up.
Yeah.
So that can be done on the floor.
And, I can lean.
You might lean. Can I take the weight?
Steady on, old
dude. What are you
talking about?
Steady on. All of us, I meant.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Well, primarily you, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although you put weight less than me nowadays.
No, not at the moment. Not at the moment.
Don't forget, if you haven't voted, nip out half-time and vote. And make sure you vote for Andy Burden.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben.
I think we'll have a random minute silence, I think.
Right, Cal.
A round of applause.
Hold on. Steve.
Hello.
Pick me.
Will
you pick it up for
me? I've got it.
Thank you. You're much, much appreciated.
It's all right.
I'll have a minute's round of applause for all those people that have passed over the last 12 months, part of the Manchester FA and a whole host of other things. Thanks very much, Steve Wood, for that. Do apologise, listeners, that you're celebrating the passing of people. I spilled the coffee and
spilled
in my hands. I do apologise, but good crowd here this evening, and I say everyone a round of applause. I like the round of applause nowadays. It's much better, I think. Right, can you all sit down now, please, so we can commentate? Anyway, it's not going to happen, is it? Let's be honest. Oh. Four people below us have sat down. Yes! Yes! But to our right-hand side. I think we're standing, Steve.
I think we are.
I think we're standing, anyway.
That's a good bit of half-time.
So, anyway, we're about to have the toss. Jerome Wright's going up with a FC pendant of some sort.
400th game, getting before Stato Boulders.
What, for Jerome?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You know, it's 300th was also against Stalybridge.
Oh,
and that's also with a year gap. Yeah. Took a year out, didn't he?
He did indeed. You conveniently forget that.
Yeah.
I've been able to take. No, you haven't.
You left us for whatever reason. Yeah. You left us.
Yeah. And then came back again
for Chester.
Yes.
And we know how much Chester love us.
Indeed.
Just me, okay.
Agent Wright.
Sorry?
Agent Wright.
Agent Wright, yes.
I don't think we were tweeting on the arena. I did a match report there once, and I stormed in the tunnel after they kicked me out. Before I did the interview with Margie, you can't do it in here. And I stormed in the tunnel going, it's a joke, this club. And Neil Young was like, oh, it's a problem.
It's not like you to cause aggro at a football ground, is it? If it's for the pies,
turf you out.
I want to let you back in.
I was going to do the interview with such a poor performance.
West United.
You almost did me a favour. Sorry.
I'm about to get this game underway. I nudge you there.
Yeah, you did.
Remember the nudge?
Yeah, he didn't knock me over.
And they're going to be kicking from right to left. And we get this game underway. Nathan Lowe takes over. Plays it back. The pitch is incredibly bobbly. I had a few scouts getting on a car this morning, letting them know that it was basically soft studs, perhaps. And a few people are probably wearing those moulded studs rather than the thick ones this evening, as a throw in on this near touchline from Danny Morton. The skipper plays it inside to Denver there leads the ball, and there's an opportunity to break the left hand side, but intercepted well by Williams. He came across and had to intercept it. And again, this pitch, Steve Wood, is going to cause all sorts of problems.
It is. I mean, it's not just like, I'm not sure it's very hard, but if you look at it, there's so many bare patches. I mean, you expect the goal mouth, but in the middle of the pitch here there's patches where there's just no grass at all. So
Morton takes over now.
It's not very level though.
It's not level in any way, shape or form, is it? It's a ground where there's been I actually played on there, but in the years where it was a carpet,
an artificial carpet.
It was awful. As FC United now with Lowe tries to clear his lines, and I think the first. Can you keep the language down, please?
Yeah, Ben, can you keep the language down?
Ball all the way back though with Calabar.
Oh, we just
cleared by Fag Bowler.
Dear listener, I've just been told to go forth by our producer.
As FC now trying to charge the ball down this near touchline, it's miscontrolled and then eventually brought into play. Lovely play there by the number 8. They did really, really well there. Daniel Williams, and the ball now with Williams still plays it out through the middle, or tries to play it through the middle with Gary G, but the ball given away, and FC United will say, you know what, have another go. But it's bubbling around in their own half, and an awkward clearance by the number 4 there, Matty Regan, but it was impeded by Fag Bowler.
I don't think any of our players have actually barely touched the ball yet, have they? I mean, it's only a couple of minutes in, granted, but it's a slow start, so I think it's safe to say.
Well, we'll leave Paul to give us the timings, if you can, Paul.
Yep. Yes.
I much appreciate it. The ball on the halfway line. Chalmers is the man who wins the ball. Plays it up to the number 10 now. It's James Roberts plays it to the left-back position. Over the halfway line they go. But intercepted initially by Danny Williams. Williams there with the overlap. And George Thompson holds the ball. Does well there to keep the ball. And then chips it down the right-hand side. It falls kind of for Williams after a slight touch there by Regan. Ball to the penalty box from the back post. They keep it in. Oh, what a goal! It's a goal! And it's Williams! Well, the goalkeeper.
Where's that come from?
The laugh at that, I don't think they laugh. But what we do is we say congratulations.
I was just laughing in general.
3 minutes gone and his first goal for FC.
Well, the ball down the right hand side. There was a nice overlap at the halfway line, and between him and FC United of Manchester's George Thompson. Thompson there played the ball towards him, and it actually ricocheted off Matty Regan. It fell comfortably down the right hand side, and from the edge of the touchline, probably 35 yards out, he's chipped the ball, and the wind's taking it over the goalkeeper. And Callum O'Neill, well, he got underneath it, and the ball's at the back of the net.
It's one of those where as soon as he chips it, you think, what are you doing? And then as it's drifting, you think, it's going to drop in. And it just drifted over the keeper and dropped into the far post.
Well, I know AFC's really first opportunity to have any possession, and they score from it. Ball now in FC's final third on this near touchline, right hand side. There's an overlap there, but under hit, and FC United's can take it away with Jerome Wright. So Thompson now on this left hand side, put him out a bit more of a free roll this evening. Lips the ball out lovely to Williams. Williams touches him down. He stands on the ball, but he's defending it well, holding up his player. Roberts couldn't get past him, but on the left hand side now, and it was G plays it inside, and this time Essie can come away with it. It's Thompson to Kay. Kay's touch is dreadful. Give the ball away.
The pitch then, the bobble was unbelievable.
Well, in the penalty area, well, just on the edge of the penalty area, far left hand side now with Stalybridge Celtic. The ball whipped in, needs to be dealt with by Kay. This time he's got more room and time. He can take his time and chip the ball up right hand side. Free ball though, and initially matched by the Stalybridge Celtic centre half, but FC have it back with Thompson again. Thompson's been everywhere. Good little touch there by Kay. Back to Chalmers. To Lowe. And now here comes FC United centre half. Long ball by Luke Ashworth. It was a poor ball given away. Picks up on this near touch line now by Danny Williams. Williams shot fouled by Jerome Wright. And I'll have a quick sup of my coffee.
Oh, why not?
Well, FC have always scored on this ground and they've kept that stint going.
Absolutely. And it was like I said, we have just said before, although I was in the commentary just before we scored goal, we'd not had a proper touch of the ball really. First time we've got into their half.
First time we've strung any passes together, we scored.
Score a goal, that'll be alright.
That was freakish.
I was going to say, it wasn't exactly, yeah. Well, but they all count, Paul.
Paul the Pen, he's here this afternoon, this evening. Sorry, this morning, and he has the beauty of not having to listen to this broadcast. One clearance there by goalkeeper there, Ryan Schofield, one and a half way line, headed back by Fat Bowler though. Up goes Wolford, but charged down well by Nathan Lowe. Plays the ball, offside decision against Fat Bowler. It was a decent ball, and Fat Bowler thinks of having a bit of a shot on, but it wasn't going to ever make any difference with the ball and being flagged for offside. FC fans all below us and to the left hand side, and several groups, I think the main stand to a degree are here, and maybe the SMRE on the opposite side, or a mixture of both.
Just to clarify, Fat Bowler's wearing 5 and Aguilar is wearing 9.
Sorry?
You being facetious there, Paul? I'm dual multimediaing here. I'm on Facebook Live whilst commentating. How exciting is that? Well, apart from not very.
Free kicks taken, long ball picked up by Danny Morton. The skipper does well. Morton takes it down this near touch line, but it's going to run out of steam. But Thompson helps him out a little bit. But the ball played back. It's a dangerous ball as well. Needs to be intercepted by Fat Bowler. He does well, Fat Bowler there, because being charged out there by James Roberts. And now Williams down the right hand side goes, plays the ball over hit, unfortunately. And Wolford and Cumbria are under control, and Callum O'Neill is the man that takes over. Plays out to his left back, Adam Mather. Mather now left footed, plays the ball up towards Amadi. They still have the ball now, left hand side. The charge down, ball inside there, plenty of red shirts. They were to mop it up, simply done by FC United. And Ashworth now just took an extra touch there, put himself into a little bit of danger, but gets himself out with a simple nice pass to Williams. Williams shifts the ball long right hand side, a chase on for FC United, Manchester's number 7 there, and a poor clearance there by Regan. Ball in the air, picked up by Adeoli, holds the ball well, chips it down the right hand side for Wolford to chase on to, but the referee on the far side, the assistant referee, Mr. Wade Smith, adjudges.
Wade Smith? Who's the trainers?
I didn't say, it says Wade Smith, not Stan Smith.
No, Wade Smith used to be on the show in Liverpool. He made Wade Smith,
Wade. Oh, right. Yeah. Just the way you say it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We need more Lancashians on this. I mean, more Mancunians. So anyway, the ball back now with FC United Manchester. Chandler thinks about taking it back to the goalkeeper, but does well, but puts himself in a little bit of danger. Eventually, back to this goalkeeper, who's going to be really careful there. Takes a touch, Schofield, and a nice simple pass out. Good play there for the right back, and indeed his goalkeeper is. Williams there, Ford, loads of room down the right. That's a lovely ball into Wolford, and Wolford into the penalty here. Cuts the ball back for Adeoli. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can! Bounds over the bar, but that was lovely, lovely football from FC United. Lovely ball by Williams. He did all the running, played in Wolford, and Wolford with a great cutback. And as you say, rather than maybe filming the game, you should be talking about it, Steve Wood. What do you think of that?
He should have scored.
Oh, right, thank
Simple
you.
Simple as that. I mean, it was a good move. He was wide open, and... yeah, he should have done better, really. But
the bad news for Staley Bridges is that they've got another injury, and they've got players missing already.
The man down. Injury.
They have indeed.
They've only got 4 subs tonight.
Oh yeah, haven't they?
Well, they've got very long names, so it looks like there's 5.
Well, they might smuggle one man twice.
Yeah. Well, he looks okay. The centre half, I think it was Matty Regan, who looked like went down there and felt a bit uncomfortable there, but they have the ball on the halfway line. Stedbridge Celtic play the ball left hand side, but it's intercepted by Matty Wolford, and then Kay takes over. Kay plays a simple ball to Ashworth deep in his own half though, nearly gives the ball away, plays it though to Thompson has to play the ball all the way back as that Fagbola plays a little touch back to Schofield, who left footed there, plays the ball.
You know, all these weeks we've been accused of bowling green pitches, been playing long ball football. And on the night when we probably should have played, it was actually going to play like Inter Milan or something. It's been
it's a cup final.
Well, absolutely.
Handball there. Referee says no. Danny Morton got away with that. I don't know how. And the number 8 now takes over. It's Danny Williams through the middle, plays it out left hand side. There's an opportunity now. There's a ball chips. It's a good effort as well. It's over the bar, but again a little bit too much room afforded for James Roberts. And it was a good shot, but it was over the bar. And it remains 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. Any wonderful magical statistics to give us?
10 minutes on the clock.
Thanks, Paul. We've been working that long now. Telepathy. Just knew exactly when that 10 minutes was going to be on the clock, and I knew we used to have them lovely laminated cards. That was
I'll tell you what, brilliant. This is what's his chops went down to the patent office for, isn't it? Not Ward Reef, the other fella, Mark Olney. That's what Mark Olney sprinted down to the patent shop for this type of broadcasting, didn't he?
Well, to be honest, it was going all right until you opened your mouth
in between making pizzas.
Steady on.
Ball on the halfway line, given away.
George.
Thompson on the ball now. Holds the ball, cuts inside. Is it going to be a corner? No, it's not. Chalmers has to clear his lines. Clears it, left footed out for a throw to out of the far side. Now, remember, you're commentating.
I am commentating. Well, I'm going on
well. George. You don't have to be shavers completely.
I know this. You should know this, Brian. You've done a few with me in the past.
Steve, it's already on Facebook.
I know this is major.
They are doing
this. This is my friends, though. It would be all night.
Have they buffed that out somewhere?
Hey, there's 5 people watching. Apparently, this is my most liked video. Yeah, it doesn't say much for the rest of them, does it?
Well, just don't turn it back on yourself, because the best they've got to zero as the throw comes into the penalty area. FC United, no one attacks the ball. Chalmers heads it away, and then it's a decent clearance and flicked onto the halfway line. The ball falls awkwardly again, and it's cleared by Fag Bowling. Can Jerome keep it in play?
Go on, Jez.
He should be able to do so. He does indeed keep it in play. Now we can witness him left footed to the right hand side, but he plays it back to Thompson. Thompson now chips it nonchalantly towards the back post. There's a free header there for Danny Morton, the skipper. Cleared though, and who's going to fall for? It's a blue shirt, and it should be Demba. Plays it out left hand side, and then the ball. Well, it's a bag of ball.
Dunbar. I don't know. I can't read the scribble right.
Yeah, it's Dunbar.
Dunbar, isn't it? That's right. Yeah.
Well, the referee wants to have a chat to FC United and Manchester's Chris Chandler. Not happy with that challenge.
He flung himself in a little bit, didn't he? Sorry, people on Facebook.
Well, I don't know. You're watching on the television. You can see it more clearly than me. Clearly than me, I would have thought.
I've ended that. I'll come back later if you're listening. I don't know who he's listening. Anyway.
Well, we have the referee, tonight's referee, Mr. Matthew Donoghue, having a chat to Jerome Wright and FC United's left back, and it will be a free kick taken by Danny Morton. 10 yards into the FC half, and Morton now chips the ball. It's a decent ball towards the back post, but the thing is, there was 4 FC players all running towards it. I thought one of them was going to head it in,
but
the edge of the area still now with Stenbridge Celtic, and a ball without any real purpose. Jerome Wright can intercept, and it's a throw in on the near touchline. If you just joined us, it's 1-0 to FC United a minute Manchester, 12 minutes on the clock, and it was an unlikely scoring. Jake Williams from a very cute angle, across that the wing took hold of, and straight into the back of the net, as Adeoli now trying to put pressure on Chalmers, and Chalmers plays it back to his goalkeeper, who's clearance, which makes a halfway line. Well, it's over the halfway line, and there's a free kick. The referee's let it go, and FC United should be under a bit more pressure, but they are indeed now with the number 8. It's Williams ships it in, headed away by Fag Bowler. Williams are again on the edge of the area, right hand side, touch over there. Flicked away and headed away by Lowe, but only as far as Gary G plays out left hand side. G to Adam Mather. Mather into the penalty area, the ball goes, but it's cleared by Fag Bowler. Wolford keeps it in play, heads it back into the danger area, and awkwardly cleared, but it should be picked up by a red shirt, and Lowe's the man that comes to the rescue. Picks it up, plays it all the way back to his goalkeeper again. It's a nightmare for a goalkeeper, that, and then back passes are not what they require.
No, I mean,
and it's a pointless back pass. Just to say, John Banks has been in touch to say our goal straight out of the Sega Mega Drive.
Yes, that's right. Am I right, Paul, in thinking that Matthew Wolfenden was still the youngest.
Second youngest
yeah. player to play for Oldham.
We did a lot of research on that at one time. He was superseded.
Sadly. There's nothing worse in life than when you get superseded, is there?
Can't be by much, but he was 16 years and 312 days.
He'll be beaten by a few days.
But the thing is, they're not in the Latics all-time book of legends, are they?
Wow.
No, Matty Wolfenden is.
Yes. This is true. I think if in the first 14 and a half minutes has taught us, I don't think we're in for a fast-flowing game of free-flowing football here, with the wind and the pitch, etc. It's going to be
from a commentary perspective.
I didn't want to, yes.
Halfway line, Kay doesn't win the first ball, but Adeoli does, and puts a nice little ball out right hand side for Wolford, who keeps it in with his head, and then it has to be dealt with by Adam Mather, and it's a throw in on the right hand side for FC United of Manchester, 1-0 up here.
I always quite rated Adam Mather, to be honest with you, but then I was talking to some friends who were Chorley fans.
Chorley was quite a Chorley.
And
quite
we didn't seem to rate him that highly. So.
Well, that's football fans for you, to be honest. We don't know a great deal about the game. Anyway, regardless of who they support, as Fagbola there. Well, the referee being a little bit for me there, pernickety. There was never should have been a free kick. But what will be interesting to see is if Steve Burst stays at his football club, Celebrity Celtic. We were talking about last night on the Northern Premier podcast. You might hear that live, or the podcast will be out going out Friday afternoon, so I hope you enjoy that.
Founder members of Conference North,
indeed they were, yeah, the great ball as well. This will be dealt with by FC United's Fagbola, and it just got over Poyet Adamadi there, and in the arms of FC United's young 17-year-old goalkeeper, which is interesting as well. We were talking about this earlier as well, with Huddersfield having a potential of going to the Premier League.
He's made a bit of a town hall for that one, shall we say.
With the fact that it's a goal kick, he tried to clear his lines, it hit the back of Adibari, and it's out for another goal kick to FC United. Just going back to that though, if Huddersfield do get promoted, there's no chance he's going to be playing the Premier League. However, a full year loan to FC,
it's their choice at the moment, so this is invaluable experience for him.
And he's certainly getting experience in kicking against the wind, because he's not made the halfway line and it's gone into touch. But it's windy, so it's understandable. I mean,
of course it is. Yeah, I mean, what you'd hope.
I'd like to think that some of our players might have a bit shorter for him. Yeah.
Well, throwing in the final third, FC United have defended. It's now with James Roberts. Roberts, two players around him, and Williams, who's cleared his lines again. He plays the ball high and long, but it just holds up in the wind. And Stenybridge Celtic can chip the ball forward, but Williams wins the header. Wolford inflicts the ball on, nice little flick on there to Thompson. Thompson there, charged down, and the ball finds its way to the middle of the park, and it's an opportunity now for Williams. Williams plays it out left hand side. Stenybridge Celtic can get the ball into the penalty area. Well, they're all hanging on the edge of it rather than trying to get the ball into the air, and then a poor pass and a clearance initially for Stenybridge Celtic, and FC United eventually then cleared lines. And Fagbola's actually just kicked the ball out of the ground.
He's gone down Broadway.
He actually ended up at Chetterton's ground. He's cleared it. I mean, he got his full way behind that ball and absolutely levered it. I don't think a single ball person would be able to find that.
That's gone. That was gone. That's coming out of our prize money. We get a prize if we win. I don't know anyway.
No, not this competition. We pay. It's not the Doosan. You get 2,000 for the Doosan.
That's true. Yeah.
2,000 for winning the Doosan. 1,000 for runners up, and £500 I think it is each for the semis.
Okay. So anyway.
And that was a great final this year. Grantham Town versus
Bamber Bridge.
And a 2-1 victory for Bamber Bridge at Leek Town's ground, as FC United was a good passenger player there, but a good quality challenge there by Chalmers. And here come the team in blue. But Callum comes across there. And Chris Chalmers comes across there.
It was a good challenge by Chalmers. It was one of those where you think
he had to win it.
You were sort of cringing, thinking if he misses the ball, he's gonna clean out his opponent. But he did well.
Pushing about there by Williams, but Stenybridge still have the ball, headed away by Fagbola, who's been a great addition. First time shot comes in, it scuffs the ground, and FC United have to defend it. And again, Williams clears his lines. It's a high ball, there's clearance. Up goes Thompson, does win the header this time. Williams wins the second ball, but again, it's easily dealt with and given away. And it's Beloisi? I think it was on the ball there.
Bakari,
is that say?
Yeah.
Bakari, as in Bakari. Bakari.
It looks like Balio.
A little bit of Bakari.
Okay.
Sounds like Bakari, but it is indeed Bakari. As the ball left hand side, Bakari hasn't got it, so it doesn't make any difference at this moment in time. and intercepted again by Williams. He did well there, got in front of his man there, well. But Bakari now on the ball, plays it inside out to Gary G. G within shooting distance, but he elects to play out to this near touchline to Danny Morton, the skipper. Holds the ball, Morton. Got being pressurised well by two FC players, and then, well, eventually, I don't know what he's doing with it. He doesn't know what he's doing either. He's giving the ball. Oh, and there's.
That's a bad tackle,
strong
that.
Strong challenge there. And the
I mean, to be fair to Nathan Lowe, he's not reacting in any way, shape, or form, to be fair to him.
Well, Lowe's what. He's stretched there as Danny Morton. He's put his foot over the ball, and a stud to show him. But what Lowe's done well, he's seen it and he's just moved his leg away.
His foot away, obviously.
So
yeah,
the challenge isn't as bad. If it had got any more contact, it would have been a yellow card, maybe a straight red in fairness, but it's the referee being a little bit lenient there.
Yeah, he's not even in the card.
But he didn't know what he was doing there with the ball, Danny Lowe, Morton. He did well on this near touchline.
And then just
went past one player. Then
I think Diego Costa would have had a limb removed.
Oh, at least. At very least.
Well, this time it's a long ball into the penalty area, just at the edge of the penalty. Good head on by FC United to Tony Adeoli that is cut out but picked up by Lowe. Lowe now needs some support. Charged down though by Bicardi.
So, did you see the evening news the other day? I saw the evening news.
I might have, it depends what it was.
Harking back to our last commentary together in this competition. It was an article about Charlton and West Digby.
I did see it, yes.
I don't know, where were you doing that weeks ago?
Months ago, yeah.
Exactly.
When you travel slowly.
And you see they're not sponsored by Piccadilly Records.
Well, fair play to listen.
Absolutely.
Cracking little grassroots club, been around for over 100 years, and they're getting a little bit of kudos. It's all a bit of tongue-in-cheek as they give the ball away there. Instead of himself, Wolford and halfway line plays it to Kay. Kay looks for some support. Hustle and Muscle plays it back to Ashworth. Ashworth takes one touch, plays an awkward ball back to where Chandler has to go all the way up for his goalkeeper, and first time clearance. This time it's a decent clearance, but unfortunately he goes over the halfway line but straight out of play. Hummus. I like the fact that the referees are Tory. That's one of my favourites.
It did amuse. I just read the story. I was just laughing to myself thinking, we were doing this on commentary weeks ago.
The Cronbacker Ultras.
Cronbacker Ultras
and the West Bank Ultras.
Yeah, they got two, they've all come back together
now. They're all a bit of loving in there. As the ball played over the top, it's a decent ball chase on there. It's United. It'll be interesting to see who was offside there. See, in them positions,
I'm assuming the other way, but go on.
He's in an offside position and he's coming to an onside position and then back into an offside position. I don't think from where they are you can be in an offside position.
No, that's true.
They say that you've gone and come back
and then yeah,
but you can do that from a free kick.
Is that like having a second life?
Yes. Well, it's Sega Mega Drive, isn't it? As Ashworth he jumps up in the air and the wind, so I think, caught his coattails there somehow.
he blew himself into
James Roberts, and they get themselves an opportunity with a decent delivery. Could put FC under pressure here, and it's going to be the number 7, Kieran Dunbar. This is why they need to be printed out. I will be having a word with my friends at the FA. They need to be written out.
You've got a friend of the FA?
Quite a few of them, yeah.
You should have said.
Friends all over.
Oh, absolutely.
Friends in high places.
Oh, haven't you just?
And you.
Oh, sound of brave or something.
As, Dunbar now puts the ball to Pellis. A decent ball. His first touch on it came across. It was James Roberts. He should have done a lot better there.
I was going to say, that was...
Because it eluded everyone. It was a low flighted ball.
I mean, he'd done well to have got it on tight with players in front of him, but to actually just kick it like 50p foot straight.
The one thing to bear in mind is at least he can kick a ball, unlike us two.
This is a very good point. Very well made.
Especially them pointy shoes and my clubs.
Hello, my Clarks.
No, they're very nice.
You're right. They're a bit pointy.
Great for toe bungers.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. As S United's Ryan Scoville. You just joined us. It's 1-0. We've had 24 minutes. It's Williams on 6 minutes. Three minutes to separate the two teams. Apart from that, not a huge amount of action. The wind playing its part, but it was a lovely sweeping ball from McCarty. And now here's an opportunity. Ball to the penalty. It's a decent ball. Comes across. Headed away by Ashworth. Second ball needs to be cleared by S United. It's a poor clearance, but it fell kindly after Williams' poor clearance to Lowe, whose clearance made the halfway line, but being put under pressure again. This time by James Roberts on the left-hand side. Playing some better football now with the team in blue. But Wolford and the player down injured. And the first time shot comes in and it's gathered well, really. It bounced just in front of him. It was an awkward bounce. and FC United of Manchester's Ryan Schofield does well there, but there's another player down injured, and it's a boy, Adamadi, who's down injured.
They are struggling with picking up knocks tonight.
Well, anyone that's got half a knock on this pitch will find it,
it's not easy, I agree.
It's an ankle turning pitch, isn't it, this? You've got to be really, really careful. The FC faithful below us, and to left hand side, in very good voice. Apparently you believe so, you and me.
What about you? Oh, he's dropped his team sheet. He's that excited. He's that excited about holding his own club, he's dropped his team sheet.
Oh well. There's the ball out of play, the far left hand side. It was George Thompson could get the ball in and a throw in. But
I forgot to say I had a good look text earlier on from Mr. Quinn. Don't know if he was being sincere or just bitter, I couldn't decide.
The ball played through the middle and FC United have to defend it, and it falls to the number 11, and again he's down injured this time. It's Kay, just left his foot in there. Two times Kay got away with one with the arm around the neck, which he likes, and maybe leave those long nails just in a little bit.
I have it on good authority from opposing players that he does like that.
He likes a bit of a niggle. Yeah. I'm actually looking at the dugouts now, where the actual dugouts are actually up quite high here at Boundary Park now. You've got the I think the physios can stand down there, or the colour managers, but the rest of the people...
The rest
of
the back, yeah.
I think that's where Carl sat, I think.
He sat at the back of them.
He's not a daft Carl, he's snuggled in between six of them to keep himself warm. There's an opportunity here, it should be a shot, I would have thought a shot from, I think it's Gary G.
You would do it with the
series of opportunities. Oh, pass everybody. Oh, and I tell you what.
Dear.
Well, Aaron Chalmers, I mean, another player at FC, also with New Mills, he's been everywhere in fairness. The ball got flicked across. He was unmarked and he's had it across goal, and it's gone out. I've gone wide by about 20 yards. All it was just a little flick on there, it would have been 1-0.
It was wide open in the 6-yard box. I mean, wide open. He sort of headed it square. Sort of.
Well, he did, yeah.
The way he was facing.
That wasn't even a 50 pence, was it? That was a new pound coin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. With the middle falling out.
Yeah, they're worth a few quid, I believe.
For 300 quid.
Which idiot's going to buy one?
Exactly.
Oh, actually, they've got one here.
Hey!
There's the ball in the halfway line, won again by the visiting, both teams are visiting, I should say, but by Serbia Celtic again. It is a scrappy game because the conditions aren't the most conducive with the wind. The pitch is bobblier than a nobbly bobbly that you can buy from Lakeside Cafeteria for only 80 pence. And the kids do like the nobbly bobblies, but it's a pitch of nobbly bobblies. It's like basically a nice lolly with hundreds of thousands all over
it.
It
is, you're right.
Other products are available.
No, in my cafe, not. Only nobbly bobblies. We need to get rid of them, we've got loads.
We've had a tweet in about it being windy. Really? That does surprise me at Boundary Park. Said no one ever.
Well, a free kick to us United on the far side of the ground.
But up to the outside, we're waiting for someone to come in, some woman said. Oh, it's cold here, and it always is. She means when she goes, I know, I live here. So what are you commenting for then?
We've had a good look as well. Good look from Maguire and Quinn.
That was the same one.
Okay, where are you positioned?
I've told him.
You told him, okay. Yeah. And we've had Chocolate John on the phone. As FC United have this free kick though, and we'll see what they can do. It's on the far right hand side, about half a yard away from the corner flag. It's going to be Nathan Lowe over. He can whip this in with a bit of pace and purpose. Decent ball comes across, no one attacking it from FC United. Kay wins on the edge of the penalty area. Ashford plays it back out to Lowe. Lowe now with another opportunity, because someone really put the head on it. It's a low ball, driving ball across there. It's picked up by nobody. It's cleared towards the halfway line. Jerome Wright might be impeded there, but the referee allows him to win that ball, and he plays it all the way back to the goalkeeper, who does really well against Schofield under immense pressure with the surface rather than any players on top of him. And FC United flip the ball over again, and it's all the way back to the goalkeeper and Callum O'Neill, the man beaten on 3 minutes, who clears his lines very quickly. High team coming through loud and clear in the north stand. That's from Chocolate John. So that Chocolate John's in the north stand. We've got people listening in the north stand. We've got people
in the south stand.
Sorry,
this is the north stand.
That's what I meant. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry. Yes. Don't correct me live on air. No one knows what we're talking about. Sometimes.
I didn't correct you. I was just being factual.
Yeah, so you factually corrected me. That's fine. That's okay.
Oh, I don't know.
The ball down the right side with Wolford, but the ball just runs out and out for a throw-in. Have you noticed how the little owl on the far right hand side, the big picture?
Yeah.
It's like a flag side bottom owl, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
That's what Frank would do.
Yeah.
Turn himself into an owl.
Speaking of strange birds in this ground, onto the main stand still got the pigeony thing on the. He's having like a big pigeon on a string.
Oh yes, yeah, that's to keep away.
Keep away the riffraff apparently. Yeah.
Well, they've got giant rats. The size of the rats round here, so you need a giant bird to get rid of them.
This is true.
As the ball down the right hand side. Half clear, Jerome out, pick it up probably about 10 yards away for the penalty area. Chips the ball to the right hand side. It's a decent ball, good header away though. And nice play from Stenbridge Celtic. They're taking it away over the halfway line again. It's McCarty, but intercepted, but McCarty's back on the ball. He turns his player well, and then just shows a little bit too much of it, and is out for a throw into FC United, match on the right hand side. So your first, gentlemen, of the opening 30 minutes of the game.
I was just about to say that.
Shall I go first, or should you?
Oh, you go.
Oh, okay. I think it's like I said earlier, I think, you know, if we're... Last couple of games, we played some Nuneaton and games, we played some really good stuff in the match. I think if we're expecting to see that tonight, I think the first half an hour shown, that's not going to be the case. Certainly not whilst we're playing against the wind. I think we're doing all right. I think Stanley would have the bulk of the ball and probably better chances, actually, to be fair.
And Paul, yourself?
Yeah, I think Stanley would have worked hard so far. I do think they're vulnerable at the back, though, if the right ball's played in.
Yeah. Well, they have an opportunity again now, Stanley Bridge Celtic. There's four to play at the back post. Three if they can find him, but he falls to the number 10, but he eventually gets across now to Danny Morton. Morton now, good delivery requires, not a bad ball towards the back post, but there's no one there. Fag Bowler, who clears his lines well, and George Thompson, well, he heads the ball away, but it only falls for Morton again. Morton this time plays it to the number 7. It's Dunbar. Onto the ball, plays it back to Gary G, back to the halfway line. Good pressure from FC United, the manager there, and Chalmers there. We're not with the, well, with a simple ball, but under pressure, and it's cleared by FC United Manchester's Chris Chandler. Adioli now intercepted well there by Kay, and Chandler hits the ball with a bit of pace and purpose there, trying to bring in Adioli there, but it's good defending from Matthew Regan, and a nice play by Aaron Chalmers. He's a good player, Chalmers. He's just never quite, I think, got to the level he should have.
How many games did he have?
He's not as orange as he used to be.
How many games did he have for FC?
It's only a handful, wasn't it?
It was only a couple, weren't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, FC United's got...
I don't remember being a centre-half, neither.
Well, he's more of a midfielder. FC
United's
been
there.
He slips there as he clears his lines. It's a throw-in, which Morton will take on this near touchline. It's Piero Adorali on the ball now. Picked up by the number 8.
Oh, dear.
And, Daniel Williams will not want us to discuss that ball in the area.
He'll be hoping once the FA stream has gone offline at that point, I think.
Well, whatever's being said over the tannoy, I'm not quite sure.
Somebody has to make themselves known to somebody.
Is that what they're saying?
Somebody make yourself
Stephen
known.
Stephen Wood, please make his way to the radio booth.
That
apparently, some commentary is required.
Yeah, that happened at Euston Station. Come off for a nice away game, and somebody was the same name, obviously must be missing at Euston Station. They were coming with a tannoy, I'm sat with a pint, went, he won you. It was like, who knows I'm here? it wasn't for me, after all.
Adioli there, tries to win the ball on the halfway line. But Williams does, it's chested down initially by George Thompson, and the ball out for a throw in the far right hand side. I was just telling a very quick story about Muhammad Ali playing fighting about 40 years ago, and he got to the fifth round, and his opponent's in the corner, and his group of people are saying, you're doing really, really well there, lads, you're doing great, absolutely superb. He's not touched, put a glove on you all the way through the first five round, and he turned around and went, well, you better keep an eye on the referee then, because some bugger's knocking crap out of me.
You know what?
True story.
It's true. He told me that earlier. It was worded slightly differently, though.
It wasn't. Well, yeah, you know.
For the purposes of radio.
For the purposes of radio, indeed. But a true story. Yeah.
There's somebody knocking.
They can't come in.
No, they can't.
It's a free kick to FC United, a breaking play. This pulsating cup final here.
Would anybody like any score updates from the playoffs and the Europa League? It's 0-0 everywhere. There you are.
Well, it's about as exciting as this radio commentary. The ball right outside now. Probably George Thompson. Can he change it? 1-0 to FC United, though, don't forget. So at this moment in time, there's another cup going back to Broadhurst Park. There's a good strong challenge by Fag Ball.
Oh, referee.
Well, he was sold it there, the referee, James Roberts. Here's a question for you.
Go on.
Clements, because the referee's about to book Fag Baller, I think. Clements, obviously, was not happy with the penalty incident, which I can understand, on Sunday. And he turned around and he said what he said about...
Oh, right, yeah.
Do you think he'll be saying the same thing? Is his Swansea stay up based upon a penalty like that?
No. That's football, isn't it? Exactly.
So why do managers say these silly things?
There you go.
I agree.
It was a dreadful penalty. It should never been. Never touched him in any way.
You're right, you're absolutely right. But then, as he pointed out, when he did it from the linesman's side, it looks a penalty all day long. And of course, you know, he clearly took that advice from him because he took that long to make the decision, so he obviously had it in his ear.
Well, the assistant referee was
so, but from his angle, it was absolutely nailed on. But you're right, it wasn't.
Well, for me, and neither. I mean, the City one with Jesus as well was poor, but ball out of play for a throw into on the far side.
He nailed that one though.
Yeah, providing inspiration, wasn't it?
Come on, here all week.
We're going to get complaints now from our local vicar that listens. Thank you very much, Mr.
Wood.
Well. But anyway,
so the traffic coming here tonight was atrocious.
The game's not been that bad.
But I was surrounded.
You mean very dirty cars?
No, it was just a trolley. I was surrounded by all Audis.
You were surrounded by Audis.
Audis, A4s, A3s, A2s. You know what? I put the radio. He said, "All the roads, traffic
through." Taken by
never mind that. You've ruined the punchline now.
Well, we can't. There was a throw in, and he said the penalty.
What happened?
Well, the listener didn't.
Why would we ever score for throwing like that?
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Wood will be available for
bring back Adam Tong, that's what I say.
Right, go on, Wood. So there's a throw in on the far side. We shouldn't score.
Anyway, surrounded by Audis. There's A4s, A5s, A1s. But the radio, he said, if you're going to Oldham, be careful because all the traffic's stationary.
Anyway, the ball back it's Fag Bowler and he's doing well. Fag Bowler there. Out comes his goalkeeper and gathers the ball well. Good play. You know what? Fag Bowler has been absolutely tremendous since he's come back. Since he's joined us, hasn't he, boys?
Yes, I agree. Henty's upset. Agitated.
Paulie, I mean, I don't know if you've got the stats to hand. I know you probably will have somewhere. How many goals have we conceded since Fag Bowler's, you know, been back in that centre-half position?
This is, his ninth appearance?
Yeah.
I haven't got them...
I'm not asking you to do that. You'll have him somewhere, won't you?
I can find out.
It'd be interesting because he has brought a calmness to that.
There was the four conceded at Darlington.
Well, two in the last two games.
I'm not saying we'd have to do it out loud. I mean, the whole point of professionalism is to actually keep it in our minds and then at half time.
Yeah, I mean, Darlington was a low day for him, maybe, in terms of collective in the team. But.
Well, he was that man who did the tremendous save off the line. When Chippendale should have scored to Bradford Park Avenue, as FC United now attack on the right hand side, and Thompson loses out on the ball. Here's a throw to FC United, 2 yards into the Stalybridge Celtic half on the right hand side. I bet Jane's really missing you, Woods, though, isn't she? Sat over there enjoying herself.
I can see her down there, she's stretched out, to be fair.
As FC United now, last little touch and turn there by Thompson, and Wright couldn't get on the end of it, and they've cleared the lines, and well, an awkward bit of play. And a poor bit of defensive players. FC United now.
I was expecting the flag going up then, but he didn't.
He comes inside Jerome Wright, tries to play the ball through the middle.
Oh.
Looking for a handball, never going to get it. And Nashworth has to come on, scurry across on the left hand side over the halfway line. He heads the ball, but it's an opportunity now. And again, the ball given away. Strong play there by Kay, but the ball switched out. Lovely ball there by Gary G to the left hand side. The ball cut in now. This is good football from the from Stalybridge Celtic. The Balfour boys here to entertain you. And can I get a shot across here? They can get a shot across. The entertainment was until that point.
The commentator's curse.
And then that's what we do it for. There's a purpose to
doing it. Absolutely right, yeah.
Commentating curse. And
why do you think every time we go down there, I'm saying things like we never score off this, we never score.
You're telling jokes about Audis.
Well, yeah. Well, I tried.
You need to be a bit more sharp with your.
I got shouted at by a producer. What's his name? Ben. He's shouting at me, Ben, now.
Everyone's just turning around then, Ben, thinking, who's shouting,
Ben!
Like Dan, isn't it? It's like, you know, Steve Coogan. Dan!
Or Michael Jackson had walked in for a second.
Sorry?
Ben, the two of us.
Goodness gracious, you just pluck some stuff out of the air, don't you? Halfway line, good header on there by Adeoli. Jerome right there.
Oh!
He plays or tries to play Wolford, and Wolford had made a great run, and he was in an onside position, but he was good defending, and now Stalybridge down the left-hand side. What can they do? They need a decent ball in, but they played it in and outside to Dunbar, but they lose
brilliantly.
And Williams again, instrumental in helping out FC United the matches, but they're still at the edge of the area with the ball, and it's sprayed out left-hand side. Wolford and trying to intercept, doesn't quite come off for him, and it's Mather on the ball now. But Wolford are now back, defending well, and clears his lines. Adeoli can't keep it in. Out for a throw-in, though. They're taking it quickly, or they look to take it quickly. There's a man inside there waiting for the ball in Kieran Denbaugh. But they just held the ball up a little bit, waiting for this throw now. And indeed, they've just given it to Adam Mather, who will take his time. And throw in eventually is taken. Low. Well, it's a strong chance by Low, and a fair one. The referee says it's just a throw in. He just threw his body into the challenge there. Nothing wrong with it. Both went for the header, but both missed the header.
the ball's like spinning in the air, and they both just bumped into each other underneath it.
Throw in, which Williams will take. The goal scorer of the only goal of the game so far. And a long throw there by Williams. Up goes an FC shirt on the halfway line, but they lose out. And Piora Adoardi does well there, but the ball given away. It's cleared by FC United's number three. And plays it to Jerome Wright, who actually, for some reason or fortuitously, gets it back to Chandler, who then tries to play Jerome Wright, but it's intercepted by Danny Morton, the captain. Morton over the halfway line does well. Rides one challenge, rides another challenge, and then throws himself.
That's a shocker, referee. That's absolutely disgusting, referee.
Is he going to compound it by getting his card out?
The referee says the momentum.
I think he is.
Oh, he's counting.
He's going to book him now as well. Yeah. Oh, is he just counting? I'm not sure the point of the counting unless he's going to do anything about it.
Exactly. He sort of points out, you've done about four, I'm going to let this one go. You're all right.
Well, this is
the final warning.
Yeah.
Chandler actually took himself out of the challenge.
Yeah.
The ball was overplayed, and Danny Morton just rolled over, and the referee was sold. That's the second time he's been sold, but again, there's an opportunity. With the win, the ball has to hit the penalty area you'd expect.
40 minutes.
It could blow back on them, that's the problem. It's high, chipped towards the back post, it's headed away there by Lode as well. And ball, lovely ball there, played by FC United and Manchester number 11 to Matty Wilford across his side. Wilford after the penalty. Well, he gets shot away. He's scored at this ground on a couple of occasions. He holds the ball well, plays it to Low. Low plays the ball out wide left. Here comes Adeoli. Oh, a touch and turn. It's lovely. Oh, and slightly overplayed as it can be kept in by FC United's number 11.
Ball.
Maybe a corner.
Yeah,
and
well
the ball.
Did play well there.
Did tremendously well to hold that ball. Two players around him. And he worked his magic, cut inside, trying to get the shot away. Realised he could play it Adeoli. Adeoli took that touch and turn, played it out left hand side. For all intents and purposes, it looked like that George Thompson wasn't going to win that ball, but he did enough, got to the byline, and got a corner.
41 minutes, first corner of the match.
Yeah, first corner.
Okay.
And right footed this time by Thompson.
There's some wrestling going on there. Ashworth and. I think it might be Chalmers.
If Wolfenden can score, he'll be going one ahead of Tom Greaves in the all-time scoring records for FC United of Manchester. And this is a ground, as I say, as a young boy, the second youngest professional to ever play for Oldham Athletic. And the ball chipped in. It's a decent ball, comes across. It needs to be headed away. Chalmers gets half ahead of it. Outside the edge of the penalty area, Low. Needs to win the ball, but doesn't. And then, well, he's lucky not to have been conceding a free kick there. And FC United had the ball back. Low from distance hits the ball.
Offside.
On this left-hand side, but Thompson offside. And Thompson with a long-range shot. The flag was up. And the ball in the air, I think the assistant on the far side was looking at the ball rather than the player. And when it came down, the free kick was given.
It's one of them. I think he probably was just, but he was watching across the line. But you knew as the ball was dropping, you know the line is going to put the flag up at some point.
Well, good battling play there by Jerome Wright. He stabbed the ball forward because the ball from Kay wasn't the best of balls. But Chalmers clears his lines and it stayed in play. As it no, it's now out for a throw, which the unlucky, you could say, Chris Chandler. Because he will be the first player in the book if he makes another challenge.
Well, it depends.
He's
doing some more counting. He might get away with it.
Flicked on there by Adeoli. Needs to be defended there by Regan. Clears his lines. And it's nearly another corner for FC United. But it's basically rather corner flag on this near touchline. Right next to the FC United of Manchester.
It came off Thompson. It's a throw for Stanley Bridge in the corner.
Yeah, he charged it.
I do apologise.
He charged it down.
I was looking at the FC United of Manchester Island Man flag.
Yes.
It must have been a throw into FC United of Manchester, but it's not. The ball cleared, headed on though by back into the danger zone by Low. Second ball needs to be picked up, but it's not. The ball over the halfway line, and Ashworth plays it back to his goalkeeper. And the ball high in the air, it hits the right into the eye of the floodlights. Lost the ball momentarily ourselves, but the flag was up on this near touchline anyway, and it's.
It's quite amusing that line of flag that then. He was sort of just wandering back into play. So I went, and then just sort of took a little wander back and just casually put his flag out.
What was interesting then, though, what Schofield actually a signal to Ashworth was play the ball across him to the right hand side to give him some room. And Ashworth said, no, just play straight back. So again,
you're having it where I put it.
Nice head on by Adeoli again. And two players converge upon trying to win the ball against Danny Morton. And that was a free kick. They both collided into him. And a free kick ensues. with a minute of the first half to go, and there won't be a great deal of additional time you'd expect. And it is a free kick that Chalmers takes. Good bit of running there, and off the ball, it's intercepted well by Ashworth. Second ball though picked up by Stalybridge on this right hand side. A strong chance by Jerome Wright, and it comes off the number 8 there, Daniel Williams. And
just because you're losing,
a little bit of petulance there from Williams. He's Williams, isn't
Will
it?
Wilkins.
Wilkins?
Yes.
Never.
Mm. All right. I do apologise.
It's very badly written.
It's W-I-L-L-U-N-S. I thought it was Williams there eventually, but it's Wilkins. It's Adioli at the halfway line. Lovely ball through to Matty Wolford, and Wolford and stabs the ball towards George Thompson. And George Thompson got a pace and the quality. And
no, he's not strong enough, unfortunately.
It was a good defending there, but from Danny Morton. And the weather referee went, no! Free kick or penalty.
Oh, that's a nice bit of lesson going on.
James Roberts below us. Just.
Ashworth, what are you doing?
Well, Ashworth's got to be careful there.
I'll tell you what, there's no down for you if Scott Kerr is a peacemaker. There's no down for you there, really, is there? There's no need for Ashworth to get involved then. What's he doing? What is going on? Amadi's just gone absolutely barmy.
Scott Kerr's decided to sort him out now, so everybody's...
Jerome Wright has every right to be there.
As the captain, absolutely.
So the referee has to send Amadi off, I'm afraid, because he's lost his head.
Well, he's not got a yellow card, he's only got a yellow card.
Is already out.
That might be for Ashworth.
That might be for somebody else, but I think he's joined the party now.
And Mardy,
I don't know. I just don't know.
It's become a slap to Mardy.
Slap to Mardy. Yeah, very good. I just don't know why he would have to get involved. I mean, Ashworth was daft to get involved in the first place. He's got his foul. It was a run of the mill. Just a bit of rest.
It's going to be at least one apiece now in the yellow cards department, I think, because Scott Kerr has been summoned.
What, so he's a peacemaker to be his life.
To be honest, Kay should not be booked. I mean, Kay should be booked for many occasions this season, but that's
ridiculous.
That's one that shouldn't be. Ahmad, I mean, the actual incident has not even been dealt with.
No, he's not done anything.
He's forgotten about that. Ashworth has got a reprieve there, really.
Well, Paul Gray and the fourth official should be looking at that. That's poor refereeing.
It's awful.
He's
forgotten about the reason why, and he's been overtaken by the aftermath.
Yeah,
and that was poor. Yeah. And Ashworth, I mean, he's done nothing apart from put his head in a little bit, but you can't. No point in doing it.
There's no need to. He's got his free kick.
Poor refereeing. Poor refereeing. And we're just going to watch him as they walk in there, because you know there'll probably still be a few niggles there. As Amadi, I think he's very, very lucky.
He's
grabbed hold of Jerome Wright. He's pushed him,
but he sort of wrestled him away for no reason. It's just bizarre.
It's a red card.
I mean, one of his mates is just calming him down there a bit.
Well, he has to. Well, I mean, it's 1-0 to FC United. Matches at half time here. We'll just see as they walk into the tunnel there, as the cameras upon lots of the players, because the game's live on Facebook and YouTube. But he's up through the tunnel now, and as I say, for me, that's. I mean, it's a cup final. The referee's been very lenient because of a cup final. That would have been a sending off.
I think so.
Any day of the week.
Absolutely.
And the actual challenge initially on Ashworth, the players got him up into the air. But there we go. Listen, it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester, and a goal on 3 minutes from
Jake Williams.
Jake Williams, and I'm just trying to buy some time for him. Jake Williams from a shot from the right hand side.
Are we done?
And
are we done?
It's. Here at 1-0 at the moment to FC United. What are you doing, Ben?
We've got
Ben. Thank goodness. 1-0 to FC United Manchester at this moment in time, here at Boundary Park. We're back for the second half coverage, so until then, see you shortly.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
and you are listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, and a very blustery Boundary Park on a Thursday evening. The half time score here is FC United of Manchester 1, Stalybridge Celtic 0. The deadlock being broken after 2 minutes, where a cross from the right hand side looped in over the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper was very FIFA 94 on the Super Nintendo, I have to say, or is it FIFA 95, one of the two, but it went over his head, and FC United 1-0 up. But it's not really been the half for conducive football. It's been very, very windy here, no surprises there, it's always very windy in Oldham obviously, but it's been very, very windy, and there's not been much of a game of football, and just waiting for some pundits to come along. But you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army, and you can get in touch with us this evening at FCUM Radio, station at fcumradio.co.uk, the match day forum as well on the Solis One forum, and that kind of thing. Plus you could text Swampy on his own personal number, which I've totally forgotten what that is. But good crowd here this evening in the North Stand. But you'll get another attempt. Daniel is an FC United fan. Oh, and just to add, dear listener, half-time entertainment being brought to you by the Manchester FA, and it involves a child taking a penalty with no goalkeeper. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, couldn't they get Nick Cook in? But he's going to throw this ball up in the air for this young lad from 6 yards out to belt it home, and there you go. Belts it home comfortably, and I'm just waiting for my colleague to join us once he stops social mediaising. Anyway, right, so half time here at Boundary Park, and we're now joined by the beautiful Stato Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
So it's not really the game, the weather or the pitch for a conducive game of football, no. But FC 1-0 up.
The pitch is a difficult one to play on, and it's kind of a safety first pitch, isn't it? It's keep the ball, don't try and do anything too fancy with it, because the bubbles are all over the place. FC have started slowly, but strangely enough, grabbed the initiative with the goal.
And it was a goal out of nothing, really. I mean, I described it as FIFA 95 Super Nintendo defending, but goalkeeping. It just kind of flew in, didn't it?
I think I don't think there was any way it was going to be.
This was the half-time team that needed.
Do we want to quick words with James? Here we go.
Come on. Earn your pay. So we're now joined by the comedy team you could have had. It's Emily Maguire and James Quinn. Hello.
Hello.
So what did you make of that half?
I sort of thought that the goal kind of killed it a bit, really. It's been, from an FC point of view, seemed a bit messy. From FC, Stalybridge have got more of the play. Terrible pitch, as I'm sure you've observed. It's very close to me.
It's amazing, because we're obviously in this nice, plush, modern stand. But looking out, it is like the 1970s. It's the pitch, the stands, it's great. I love it. The floodlights and all that.
Padded seats.
I know, it's great, isn't it? It's one of them evenings, though, where I think we just have to get the ball over the line. That's what Jake Williams did.
Well, yeah, helped by the wind. Cross comes short. However you get it in, goals are all in there.
I thought he might have tried one, but they said no, definitely cross.
It was one of those things, wasn't it, where the wind caught it.
What? Yeah, the wind caught it.
It's all right. It's only half time, mate. It's all right. It's all right. Wow.
Oh, is this what it's come to? Yeah. It's a commentary rivalry.
HR.
As long as Stephen doesn't raise his hand, he'll be all right for the second half.
How is Oldham, by the way? Because you've been here for the last...
Yeah, it's love Oldham. Funny to have come back here a few days after we just finished and had a good time. But, well, nice looking night tonight. But just to me, it's a very disjointed game at the moment. And FC... You thought they might have gone on and really put their foot on the necks of Staley, but...
They've had moments, like when the balls break through, you know, some good runs, Wolfie's making some good runs, Thompson, Jerome trying to make the overlaps, but they're not finding that cutting edge, like the right pass into them. It's bothering about.
The main controversy though was right at the end of that half there, where it all kicked off in a way. And do you reckon there should have been a red card?
Well, we didn't. We've been a hooligan end, so we couldn't get a good view of it.
They're a bit too far away from
the
action.
Where's the hooligan end?
We're
Catholics. That's the hooligan end.
What happened for the benefit of people who didn't?
There was a bit of drama.
But who started it?
Oh, it was like a kind of Ashworth. Ashworth started it, I think. Kay came in to finish it, and Mardy took it too far, and that's where we are. Mardy being by nature. Anyway, what do you think needs to happen then for the second half, other than you two get a better vantage point down that goal?
I think we're going to come and listen in to you guys, actually. We're just going to...
Don't put pressure on the college team. It's not fair.
I'll observe.
Well, Emily, James, a big thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
and, bring some gloves next time. You should have known better, shouldn't you? Anyway, you're listening to LC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Stephen Wood joins me now. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm here. Hello.
Just to add.
Remember the half-time biscuit, sorry. As well.
What needs to happen for the second half?
I get some new commentators.
No, what needs to happen
on
for the
pitch?
Second half? Not the pitch. The pitch is not going to improve.
I said on the pitch.
On the pitch, yes.
To be honest with you, I mean, I was just talking down there half time, and I said, you know, you're not going to see flowing football, but his point is with actually Stalybridge actually playing some quite decent football at times, so they're making a bit of a fist of it. I mean,
one thing they're struggling with though is fitness, isn't it? I mean, yeah. they're like the walking wounded, aren't they?
They're struggling with that, and to be honest with you, you know, I mean, we've got to win second half, so hopefully. Yeah, you know, we can make some advantage with that. You're looking at me as if they don't bite that on air.
I'm saying don't bite the cookie on air.
When can I eat it?
I was considering putting this on North Manchester FM tonight.
Yeah.
I thought, no, I better not, just in case.
You get the full gamut of sound effects. You'll probably get the burp later as well, just to finish it.
I mean, we've had the C word. That's crap, by the way.
The C word?
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
No, that was your more experienced colleague. You should know better. But yes, anyway, it is half time here, and we're waiting for the teams to come back out. It is absolutely Baltic, and I think a goal would not just cheer everyone up, but warm everyone up.
Well, at least FC have got the win this time in this half, which somebody else might have in a bit.
And the other thing to add as well, this end of this north stand here, it's the boisterous end, to be fair.
Yes, and dirty end.
I think it's going to be lively in the second half whenever an attack is being built. I'm trying to look where the Stalybridge fans are, and my apologies if you're listening from Stalybridge. I just can't see you or hear you. I'm assuming you're somewhere in that sea of red down there, but it's not really surprising, but I think this goes to show you what we've been saying for a number of years about this competition. It's good to be in a final for FC United. It brings everyone together, it brings everyone out, and it just gives a buzz around the club right towards the end of the season.
You've been saying it all season.
You've been saying it up since the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we've been saying it all the time. Yeah, you can prioritise competitions, one above the other and whatever, but you know what, if you're in a cup or a league or whatever, you're there to try and win it, let's be honest.
I think it's quite arrogant to put all your eggs in the FA Cup basket, and then the Manchester Premier Cup, which you're obliged to be in anyway as a contractual obligation, you just take the mickey out of it, and you know you lose in the opening round, and say thanks very much. I mean, other teams do take it seriously, like you mentioned, Mazzoli.
Well, but just their second final on the
and they're quite happy to play in it, so why shouldn't we, you know? It's silverware, isn't it?
And you can bet if FC United do go on to win this, I mean, it is a big ask, to be fair. I mean, we all know what's going to happen in the first 5 minutes of the second half. But it's to cover the inevitable, to be fair.
And it's also a backdoor into the Europa League.
To go back to the point about the cup, I think the problem with this cup at times is, I don't think it still is, but there's some ridiculous rules that sometimes you have to have players can only register up to a certain day. It's like in October or
it's not just
ridiculous.
That it takes priority over there was Workington last season who were in the playoff hunt, and they were basically told no you're not having a league game that Saturday, you've got to play Kells or whatever it was. I can't remember the name, but it was, you know, Cumbria Senior Cup comes first. And
but the point I'm making is
There was a farce in the competition 2 or 3 years ago when Maudsley retained it by not actually playing in the final, because I can't remember who they were due to play, New Mills or something, couldn't raise a team because they changed a lot of their players over the season, and none of them had been signed, or 2 or 3 of them had all been signed in the times of the competition. And it's just like, you know, they don't do themselves any favours. You know, things like that. But to things like that.
Then again,
take it seriously, should I say?
Then again, we did commentate on this final last year as part of Swampy's farewell tour. And
is he having another one?
At that point, the Manchester FA, I think Mike Brown, the media guy, was getting more ideas, and they started to do stuff at that final. This final they've done tonight, they've taken it to a whole new level. It's live on Facebook. It's social media everywhere.
And
to be fair, I think they'd like clubs like SC United, like Stalybridge, like Salford, maybe even the likes of Stockport County or someone like that, the big Manchester non-league clubs, to throw the weight behind.
No disrespect to Stalybridge, let's be honest, but if you're at Manchester FA, we get to that semi-final stage, they want to see FC versus Salford, let's be honest, there's no doubt about that, you know.
But I also think that, you know, FC have had this reluctance at times to blood young players over the years. And what we've done with this kind of competition, we've said, you want young players, I'll give you young players, we'll throw them all in at once. And it's not like blooding them, it's like basically sacrificing them.
And earlier off air for the podcast, we were saying the Chadderton game, obviously we basically, it was a punishment. It is the first team playing against Chadderton away.
It seemed that way
ABA was a bit different. There was a lot of first teamers in that team, but a good sprinkling
of
youth.
It was a blend.
And I think that's what you need in those earlier rounds.
You don't throw all the kids in at once. It just doesn't work. You know, it happened once in United's history and they got away with it, didn't they? But you don't get away with it very often.
It's true, it's a good point, Matt. And, you know, what you were saying about what Ben was saying, it's true that, you know, we have in the past just thrown kids in and we've left the game on 10 minutes. And things like, you know, as part of Adam Jones in goal at Maudsley and things like that, you
and
know.
It set the kids back.
I think when I was in the competition, it wasn't the League Cup, was it? I think it was in this one, wasn't it?
Well, the teams are now back out, so that can only mean one thing. This is SC Live, brought to you by ShutterCody.com and the Armchair Armour, live here at Boundary Park for the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup final. It's currently 1-0 to FC United over Stalybridge Celtic, and it's now time to bring back our expert commentary team for the second half. It's Stato Paul, Woodso, and this man here, Swampy.
Well, thank you very much, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world, wherever you are. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome. It's always FC Live here for the Manchester FA Premier Cup final. Currently, as we all know, it's 1-0 to FC United. Manchester FC United now with the wind in the second half.
The wind in the sails, hopefully.
Got both teams, well, we have the sails on our shirts. Let's puff those out a little bit.
Oh,
like
nothing finer than a puff sail, that's what I always say.
Like,
or is that Magic Dragon?
Well, are you going to be a little Jackie Caper?
I could be if you like.
Are you that rascal?
I'll
get some sealing wax for the fancy stuff.
There's a gentleman there who's just been down to the souvenir shop and brought several ales with him.
Fair play to him. And we're off.
Well, the second half underway, and Stalybridge Celtic, a team that probably played a little bit the better football, but I think the wind has helped them in that regard.
I think so.
They'll want to be getting on level terms as quick as they can on the ball on the right-hand side now with Dunbar. Plays it right-hand side to Daddy Morton. He's in the thick of it in the first half, and a touch and turn and giving away. But Morton has it back, looking for some support. FC United can maybe capitalise there. And Wolford had stabbed his foot and took the ball, but unfortunately it fell to a blue shirt, picked up now by Adam Mather on this left-hand side. We'll give you the teams again. Shortly is Wolford and back defending, and then Williams intercepts and does really well, plays a ball with purpose to this near touchline. Should have been held up more by Adeola there, but good strong play there by Matty Regan to clear the lines though. And it's the team in blue on the ball initially, but it falls down for Thompson. Oh, and the ball just trails behind his right leg and given away, and that'll be Gary G to take over. Simple ball inside to the number 11 there, Matthias
Macari.
Thank you very much, Macari.
I don't know where that comes from, I'm sorry. Actually, yeah, I do. I can see now. It's not an L-I, it's a K, isn't it? An R-A-E. Macari, yeah, I can see it now.
Well, I still can't see it. It says Balloose to me. But it is Bacardi. Anyway, there's a throw-in to Stalybridge. Goal down. The goal in 3 minutes separates the two teams. here at Boundary Park. And far right hand side, the ball is won by FC United. Jerome Wright thinks about taking the throw, but he leaves it to Chris Chandler. And Chandler into the wind. Long ball, and it gets a little bit of purpose and distance on it. Headed away by Morton. Flicks away. Another throw into FC United Manchester. Good crowd here this evening. I would have thought probably somewhere in the region of about a couple of thousand.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, this stand looks fairly full, and there's a few in the behind the goal over there. So
Thompson to Lowe. Lowe ball is given away, and a nice little header on there by Adamadi. Plays it out wide, left-hand side. An opportunity now for James Roberts to run at the defence of FC United Manchester. Sprays the ball right-hand side. Another good ball. And player Adamadi, who lost his head for a few moments just before the end of that first half, on the ball now. Chips the ball towards the back post. Decent ball, is it? No, it's headed away by Chris Chandler. But only as far as Danny Morton. Morton plays a nice ball, reverse ball down the right-hand side. Back defending there again is Chandler. Holds his man up and does well there. Ball still in play, though. And eventually, the ball goes into the penalty area, but stabbed away with some comfort by Ashworth. But again, another poor ball cleared by FC United Manchester, only as far as Gary G on the halfway line. Plays it to this left hand side. Should be picked up by Matty Regan. Regan with the outside of his left boot. There's good pressure in there from George Thompson, and he made him make the mistake.
He did well there, Thompson.
And a throw into FC United Manchester.
Just out of interest, Paul, I've managed to ascertain. Should this, after 90 minutes, finish level?
What's straight to penalty?
Straight to penalty.
As Adeoli loses the ball at the halfway line, and it's
him. The number 11.
And that's thinking Bakari. I'm not saying Bakari though.
Bakari. It's Bakari.
It's Bakari with an E.
Bakari with an E.
Yes.
Well, that's
Bakari. It's Bakari.
That's interesting.
Now.
That was a Bakari with an E.
Adeoli holds the ball well, just over the halfway line, showing strength and being pulled all over the place. But he loses out, and Bakari.
No, referee. He's come over the ball, man.
Well, you heard what Stephen Wood said there. He's fallen over the ball, man! It's going to be a free kick, though, to Celebrish Celtic. It's about a yard away from the halfway line. It's flicked up to the right side. Chalmers will take over now.
I don't know what a ball man is, actually.
Chalmers looks for some support. Ball chipped down the right-hand side. Needs to be dealt with by FC United's number six. He's hit the ball in the air. Eventually clears it with his head the second time round, and it's a throw-in to Celebrish Celtic. And they're going to leave it for Danny Morton, who's got a big throw on him. And he'll try to elect a short ball this time. Morton, can he get the ball to the penalty area? Well, it's there of sorts. It's flicked up the edge of the area. Jerome Wright does well there. In fact, it was Williams, but they've lost the ball again, FC United Manchester. At the moment, the football being played by the team in blue, as FC United's Jerome Wright tries to get a free kick.
It was a silly foul there, Jerome.
Morton in the back, didn't he? And it's a free kick again to Celebrish Celtic. And the roar of Red Army around us goes up. So don't forget, you can tweet, you can text 075-961-04-122. As always, FC United sponsored by constructivecoder.com, the purveyors of the finest microchip balms. And we're looking forward to another season working with our colleagues from the FC TV group. And
they're a group?
There's a group, a plethora of
it's
them.
It's more collective.
A collective. Ah, oh, right.
Okay, a collective, fair enough.
Ben's lost his team sheet again. What's all that team sheet?
Has it been robbed?
No, he's got it back.
No, he's got it back.
It wafted off the seat.
Oh,
a board member got it back for me, thank you.
First thing he's done now, that board member.
Is he watching this game?
And he only now, left-hand side, strength, tenacity, a bit of quality. He runs with pace and purpose. He's going to the byline. He's got the ball in play if he can, but unfortunately it just rolls away from him. And going to be a goal kick. And I think everyone's decided that they prefer to be over here now, aren't they? Everyone's
like
around
it.
Us now.
Yeah, looks like it.
No opportunity for us to stand. I mean, to sit down here. That's the colour of Red Army around us. In fact, the more people around us, the more we'll get. So that's the main thing.
This is true.
Now the acoustics are here actually very good, aren't they?
Even though I can't hear, it's a bit noisy.
It's a high roof. It's going to be a goal kick. Callum O'Neill will take it.
What are you doing, Ben? You're struggling.
One ball down the right hand side. Actually wins the header. Ball halfway line though, won by Dunbar. Ball again high in the air. Kay tries to pick up, flicks it forward. Adeoli goes across to try and win it against Chalmers, and he does well there. Gets past him as well. Rise one challenge and gets himself a throw in on the far side. Good play there by Tommy Adeoli, who's done well since he's joined FC United from Stoke. Under 23 what's her name player, are they? Academy player.
Academy player, yeah. That's what they're good for.
And it's going to be a throw which will be taken by FC United Manchester's Chris Chandler. Long ball going to be thrown in by Chandler into the penalty area. Plenty of red shirts in there. Ashworth gets a little flick on it, it's headed away by Morton. Back to Chandler, but it's cleared. Cross goes Williams, he wins the header. Red ball on it. Well, it was initially, and then the ball was put forward. And Fagbola's there, back and there. Well, he's just hit the ball.
God's name was
50
that.
Yards in the air. There's a handball there.
I thought he pushed it in with his hand there. Absolutely.
Didn't give it, but it's Stellybridge initially on the ball, but it's picked up by Nathan Lode as well there. Low plays the ball nicely down this right hand side for Thompson there. Thompson holds the ball well, and then unfortunately he can't keep the ball in play. And Alfred throwing this near touch. Good defensive work though there by Bilali.
I wouldn't know if he walked in front of me.
0759610412. All things Twitter, all things Facebook available to you. 8 minutes of the second half gone, 1-0 to the boys in red still in this Manchester.
The leaders of the
Premier
pack, and the whole world knows our name.
As Ashworth flicks the ball forward, Bilali can't get this second ball, but it's forced kindly to the chest of Williams. He brings it down, plays it to Kay. Kay plays it to Adeoli, back to Lowe. A 1-2 holds it ball, good strength there by Adeoli. Two players around him, plays it back to FC United and Manchester's Thompson again. What was going on?
It's not a thoroughfare, this, you know.
Well,
I'm talking about a job here, man.
Well, I don't think it passes a job, to be honest, but benefit. The referee's pulled him back for a free kick against Ashworth, and Ashworth is going to go into the book there. And again, the referee, I think a little bit unlenient there, really, because the challenge against the number 9, the player, Adebadi, was a shoulder for shoulder, but Adebadi went down, the referee giving a yellow card to Ashworth, who doesn't take it in the spirit it was meant. So it will be a free kick taken by Kieran Dunbar, and it'll be well, for me, with the wind, I might be tempted to try and just put it in front of the goalkeeper and test him a little bit. There's a bit of distance, there's no wall there, there's five or six blue shirts in the area, but for me, I might be having a dig here. It's just to the left hand side, he steps up, Dunbar. It's a great ball to the penalty area. Ooh. And it comes off the number 9 again, Adamardi, and it's over the bar. But that was again a ball with a bit of whip and purpose.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit flat actually. If he'd have got a bit more on it, he might have got, but I mean, that was exactly the ball you were saying you expect to see come in. It was just in front of him, really, and just one of those balls, just asking for something to just get on the end of, aren't
you? Adamardi did, but he didn't make use of it, and it remains 1-0 to Manchester. Yeah.
Getting colder.
Well, over the halfway line, the ball goes. Adebali goes off it. Williams slicks the ball forward. Now an opportunity, but the skipper comes across, and Danny Morton saw the danger there.
Chalmers was lucky there, because he sort of got a touch on it. But Worthington, obviously, he sort of gave it up, thinking that he cleared it. And if he'd carried on running, he'd have been on the end of that.
Well, the ball back into the area. Worthington now chested down in the penalty area. Back to goal. The force for Amadi. Amadi has to chase back for it, though. And he's going to play out wide right. It's a good ball again to Thompson. Thompson, can he get to the byline? Well, he sets himself. It's charged down. Second ball goes into the penalty area. This time it might go out for a corner ball, but no, it's cleared. Another throw into FC United and Manchester. Well, I thought initially Worthington saw the ball going over. Thought he could win the ball, but he stuck with his run, and they got a little flick on, and it just
went quite quickly. He sort of just held up a little bit, yeah.
Well, Lowe wants it, Kay wants it, Kay gets it. 1-2 between Kay. Lowe takes over, and it ricochets off his own player, and bounces kindly into the arms of Callum O'Neill.
Do we know where Grant Shenton is tonight? Has he just been
cup tied?
Has he got a cup tied at your right?
Yeah.
He was doing a warm up earlier.
I noticed that he wasn't warm up as if he was playing.
Well, it's cleared. Halfway line, picked up by Gary G. G plays it out wide right hand side. Ball touch, decent touch and turn there, but good interception and good challenge there by Kay. But they're giving the ball away. This time it was Chandler, but he makes amends. Chandler plays it to right with the outside of his boot. And look at the outside decision against Adeola. And he just didn't look across the line. They're taking it quickly. G on the ball, plays it wide right. To Danny Morton. Morton now, good strong challenge and a fair one. The referee says, "No, it's not."
No,
he says, "Adeoli as a judge were brought down." The number two.
We've had an email in. Hola Radio Crew, from a warm evening in southern Spain. I'd rather be freezing in Oldham, as I can't make the Facebook connection. But
I am connected to the wonderful SJM radio professionals at their best. More jokes from Woodsolve. Oh, I shouldn't have read that.
But I'd only just seen it, so if you haven't read it, I knew it was there.
Well, a free kick to be taken.
Lloyd just got a yellow card, by the way.
He
got
a card for it.
Yeah.
Which is a very, again, I didn't think there was a great deal in that, to be honest, but the referee deemed it. It's going to be a free kick, far right hand side, and it'll be Whipson again with a bit of pace and purpose, lots of movement at the penalty area. It's a decent ball this time as it towards the back post it goes. And well, if he actually gathered that ball, it was about 5 yards offside, so it wouldn't have counted anyway. But it's out for a goal kick, Chelsea United of Manchester. It's still 1-0 here as the FC faithful making lots and lots of noise.
Just turns it off right there.
Absolutely, I'm sure you say that. Up it ratches, so to speak.
Well, they're all listening, you see. So they're all listening and they're all enjoying themselves here. Having a pint of Oldham's finest John W. Lee's, no doubt.
I think Quino's not singing, he's doing his arms folded.
Well, no names, Woodsell, no names on the radio, you should know that by now.
No names.
It's an old school thing. Yeah. Anyway, as the FC supporters below us all enjoy singing, okay. It's a
free kick to referee. That actor was early doors, he's not singing, he's doing his arms folded.
Run low. We'll take this ball and put the free kick into the penalty area. It's high, it's chips up there. Ashworth wins the header. Who's going to fall for it? It's headed away by Norton. Oh, Morton is a player down injured for Stalybridge Celtic. Referee left taken to. It's Chalmers.
Apparently, it's a head injury, apparently.
Well, Chalmers is very good at that. He knows that basically when he's down, the referee's going to stop play.
Right, yeah.
And the ball will go all the way back to FC's goalkeeper and start from the back again.
Has anyone done Chalmers as a journeyman? Judith Chalmers.
Yeah, we know.
Orange, he's not as orange as he was earlier on.
We did say that earlier on.
I'll just go back to this Twitter thing.
Well, there you go. As I said, all the way back to the goalkeeper. Ball actually was moving as well. The referee let that happen. And he'll give it to you quickly. Schofield, Williams, Chandler, Kane, Bowler, Ashworth, Wolverton.
You've been well.
Adeoli, Wright and Thompson on the bench for FC United of Manchester. It's Sheridan, Greaves, Gilchrist, Brown and Jones. I'll give you the service team. O'Neill, Norton, Mather, Regan, G, Chalmers, Dunbar, Williams, Adamaya, Roberts and Badali. On the bench it is unpronounceable... Ryan, Pemberton and Tong. It's only because the writing's unpronounceable.
It's Oyibo.
Oyibo,
Ryan, Pemberton, Tong. Yeah.
Is that his full name? Or
Ryan Tong.
Oh, I've lost it now completely.
That says Jude to me.
Jude.
Oyibo.
Oyibo. Make your mind up, man.
It's O-Y-I-B-O.
O-Y-I-B-O.
I-B-O?
That's an E.
I didn't write it.
It was written by a doctor, to be honest.
Absolutely.
A doctor writes.
Don't forget, if you haven't yet voted, get your votes in. It's local elections and also it's the mayoral elections. As FC United now get themselves a throw to the far side. Do they know the assistant referee? Looks to the referee himself, Mr. Donoghue, and he says, right, oh, it's their ball, okay. And in all fairness, the game is carrying on in the same vein. They're having quite a lot of the ball instead of Celtic, but they've not had a real shot on tour. They have no shots on target.
Did not, you're right.
They've had one.
Both sides have had one shot on target.
Adeoli tries to keep the ball in play and quite unlucky there, doesn't quite come off for him. It's going to be a goal kick. There's substitutions for FC United of Manchester where they were just doing a bit of a warm up, but they've all got set back down. I think that warming up was due mainly to keeping themselves warm because it is
preventing the
out
there. Artists, I think.
Sheridan and Greaves
showing his back out there,
crossing up and down.
Greaves, yeah. But it's Callum O'Neill with a goal kick with 15 minutes in the second half to go, 30 minutes of cup final football to go. 1-0 FC United lead as Danny Morton leaves the ball out for a throw-in on the right-hand side, about 20 yards inside his own half. Looking for a bit of movement, but he takes it down the byline, it's headed on. And there's a little bit of good movement from Stalybridge Celtic. The ball flicks in towards the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with by Williams. He makes a miss there. First time shot comes in, but what a saving tackle there. And this United goalkeeper makes a bit of a mess of it. It's another opportunity. Can they chip the ball in? No, they can't. But I tell you what a saving tackle. Because the initial tackle challenge was a poor one from Williams. But he made a mess as James Roberts was about to set himself.
He did.
And did tremendously well there, Williams, to make amends.
He's a bit fortunate because Schofield made a bit of a hash of his catch. He came out and just sort of, it's one of those where he jumped past the ball and sort of didn't make any
contact whatsoever.
Line to the halfway line as far as Chalmers though. It's out right hand side to Dan Norbotten. As FC looking to win the throw in, not get it, but that's the get of the throw in. Again, Jerome Wright wants to take it quickly and not being afforded to do so because he's been wrestled by
Danny Morton.
Danny Morton there. It was a bit of a chicken in this game. Well, FC in fine voice this evening. And the referee eventually losing patience, I think, this time with Jerome Wright and wants to have a word with him. And Mr. Donoghue just talking to Jerome.
Looks like there's movements on the FC bench. I think, is that Greaves or Sheridan? I can't see from here.
Did you say there's been a movement on the bench?
There's been a movement.
Well, see, the referee there for me needs to be talking to
looks like it's
Danny Morton because he's stopping FC United from trying to get the ball moving quickly, and it was a throw into FC United. Should be allowed to touch it. Once the ball is with the opposition and it's the opposition's ball, you should, like in rugby league, you leave the ball. If you touch it, we've got to be going to the 10 yards forward.
Correct.
I'd say,
yeah, I agree.
As the ball played long and high, Ashworth has to win the header. He does win the header. Second ball is found out with James Roberts. Roberts does well, goes past one, goes past two, plays a 1-2 and then chip the ball out to this left hand side. Matty Wolford, who defended tremendously well in the right back position, he heads it away, only throws Adam Mather, but then low intercepts. And now Thompson looks for anybody and he plays the ball. There's a ball to try and bring Adeoli in, but the keeper comes out, clears it like a poor clearance, but he finds a blue shirt, the shirt of Gary G, and G plays a ball with purpose, but it falls to a red shirt instead. And it's FC United. Chandler plays it out to Jerome Wright. Well, Wright brings the ball under control, two players around him, trying to get the ball into the penalty area. He's being hustled and muscled by Danny Morton, and eventually Morton concedes a free kick. And FC United's Jerome Wright was really well captain. He knew he could go any further, and he rolled the challenge, and he forced a foul there, which is a good thing to do.
It's Greaves who's coming on a foul, so I think I would imagine it'd be a straight swap for Adeloy.
Adeloy was just
coming on, calling him Adeoli. It sounds much better than Adeloy.
Looked like he had cramp or something.
He stretches something out there, yeah.
Well, to be honest, if it showed him on the pitch, or he'd been warming up and it's going to go, he would have brought him off. Anyway, free kick against United. Decent ball in, headed away at the near post there by Aaron Chalmers. Did well this time. Kay wins the second header outside the penalty area, brought the ball into the air, it flicks high in the air, it's coming back into the area, and then Fag Bowler does a defensive header for some reason, heads it out,
it's
going maybe
well there.
That was a real 50 pence job, wasn't it?
And North Morton now hits the ball long right hand side. There's a really big game going on tonight. The Straw are playing, Kale Green, Michael Norton, together with about several players, being paid £5,000 to play for that team at Kale Green. No, between them. Norton plays there. They've got players galore. There's even players being paid to sit on the bench.
I don't actually know what you people are talking about now. I'm quite relieved of that. Speaking of grassroots, you're talking about referees and dissent. Oh, come down a minute. What do you make of this sin bin thing they're bringing in there?
Discussing it tomorrow in step 7, discussing it tomorrow on the non-league show, which will
I
be
didn't know I was seeing something over there.
Available on Pichiro tomorrow evening. They're also got a preview tomorrow morning on the FA Trophy and VARs as the ball flicks into the penalty area and gathered very quickly by Callum O'Neill. So don't forget, Pichiro is all you need if you want to listen to good quality all things football and also FC United Radio and all things non-league, from the boys to the Northern Premier League, as Lowe needs to win this ball. I'm surprised he didn't give a free kick the referee there, but he's allowed the play to continue. Is Regan now a 1-2 with the number that does well there. Good strong choice this by Kane, a fair one, and Lowe plays throws the ball through two players' legs.
The
referee's
on the
ball, touch over
on
the right side. Adeoli now,
make it.
Can he see over the goalkeeper? It's good touch, second touch, it's poor, third touch, it's off the line by Chalmers. And I was just thinking there, if he'd scored there, would he have stayed on the pitch? Well, we'll never know now, because
I think you should have taken that earlier. Like when you said chip it and he didn't, at that point that's when he should have played it over the keeper.
So he had the confidence to just glob the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
He was in one of the few parts of the pitch with a little bit of green and grass on it, and it was initially saved by the goalkeeper well, and then the second challenge was a great saving challenge by Aaron Chalmers.
It was, but I think the chance had gone by that point. I don't think he really had any confidence in what he was doing.
Well, it's going to be FC United to have this this corner ball, and it's going to be George Thompson right footed on this near touch line. FC kicking left to right this time, it's about towards the back post, it goes up, goes Ashworth, it's headed away, who's going to foul for? Well, it's Chalmers again, the outside of his boot, and it's out for a throw in, and FC United, will they make a substitution now? You would have thought so.
So we are, yeah. Yeah.
And it is indeed.
As predicted, Adewale. Whatever you want him to be known by.
But Adeoli is going to make way, and it's going to be Tom Greaves. Come on.
Jeff has been in touch. Good Friday morning from Auckland, New Zealand. You kicked off an hour early.
Did we?
Sorry, Jeff.
Right, okay. Well, you should have said me whenever you could have got here.
Just waiting for this substitution to take place. He's just trundling off, is Adeoli.
That's why he's quickly trundling towards the
goal. Well, he could have been substituted on 2-0, FC 2-0 up, but as it is, it's 1-0, and FC still have themselves a throw in the far side.
I think
Jerome
will
take.
He's going to score 7 goals and break the record.
Well, Jerome right now, big throw into the penalty area. Tries to get Fagbola, heads it across, goes an opportunity.
Nice goal,
great touch by Greaves. Forced for Wolford, and it comes goes behind Wolford, and really, and that's unfortunate. Another corner ball for United of Manchester. But it was great play by Ashworth. The ball was chested down, it fell to him, he had the shot, but it ricochets off the backside.
Well, he was scoring at the start of the first half of the season. I expect him to pull the trigger and score then, to be honest.
Well, another corner comes in for FC. Plenty of red shirts in there. Ball chipped towards the back post again, up goes Ashworth this time, can he win the header?
He
headed towards goal there, and gathered well by the goalkeeper, and safe hands there by Callum O'Neill.
And Greaves was in close attention, making himself a bit of a nuisance.
He was indeed. The ball going out early, and it's now Morton deep in his own half. He hits the ball long, right hand side, up goes Ashworth, back in his defensive centre half position. He heads it over the halfway line, only as far as Gary G, and the ball halfway line given away now. And the ball played through the middle. It's not a bad ball as well.
It's a good ball.
Can Greaves get on the end of it? Yes, he can. First time shot comes in from Jerome Wright. It was a bit close to him, really. Greaves, after the ball from the low, came into Greaves. Greaves headed it onto Jerome Wright. And Jerome Wright, their first time volley, it was very, very tight. It was never going to...
It's like they were too close to each other. Yeah. You couldn't really make much
of it. A bit like you and me, really.
Oh, steady on.
What's that, Ben? Breaking news.
Everyone, look.
Step back, everyone.
Mr. Middleton, massive!
Step back.
You always let royalty through. Let royalty through.
It's a long game for these fellas, isn't it?
His catheter's
Well.
Ball flicked on. Back in play now with Morton. Morton halfway line, but FC intercept it again. The pressure being exerted, and it cross goes Chalmers against Greaves. And Greaves puts the pressure on. And
I'll tell you what, talking about the crowd and things. It's a long time since we've heard under the boardwalk radio.
I was just thinking
as loud as that.
You can see why it's like sound like a load of wailing banshees and dogs and cats. But it's nice to hear.
Absolutely right.
It's a well-filled north stand, I have to say.
Oh yeah, baby.
Sent to Fat Harry Wright there from Mark and Lard's show.
Right, so throw it on the far side, which FC United will take. It's going to be... Chris Chapler to take it. He's just setting himself. A long throw you'd expect into the penalty area. And Chapler now. That ball goes exactly into there. He's on the end of it. It's cleared by the skipper though, Danny Morton. And then the ball played up to the halfway line. Brought down by Elimali really well. And then his second ball is a poor one. And Williams is trying to win it. And he does well enough there. And Lowe plays the ball to Thompson. Thompson rolls the ball up.
My old
he knows.
Rolling about laughing, and he knew how far offside he was.
It was a lovely ball, it was rolled through, but Greaves was right. I don't think Greaves was expecting it necessarily coming through that quick.
No, it was coming back, a bit slowly, shall we say. How long have we got, Paul?
25 minutes gone.
There you go.
Oh, 1-0 FC United lead. Callum O'Neill though with the free kick, chipped it down, hits it down the right side, a long ball up goes, Norton doesn't win it. Wright lets it go, picked up though by. Alan Chalmers, is it? No, it's a throw in the far right hand side, which indeed Danny Morton will take. Inside opportunity now for the number 11. Plays a spurs ball out left hand side, a decent ball, needs to be kept in play. Is kept in play there, Adam Mather. Adam Mather now right hand side with his rifle, plays a 1-2, or tries to do the ball flicked on, but it doesn't fall for James Robertson. FC United clear the lines. Up to Eggs, Greaves, defended well though by Mattia Regan. And the ball falls for Chalmers. Chalmers looks to put a ball with purpose. He sees the movement on the left hand side, but Fagbola intercepts it with a header. And now a late challenge on FC United of Manchester's Nathan Lowe, and the referee is going to put I think Gary G into the book there.
We've had an email come in from Tim, one for Woodso it's entitled.
Oh,
I bought a massive fish from the supermarket today, and when I got it home I found out that all its insides were missing.
We were gutted. Does anybody know how long the turkey lasts in the freezer? Only I put one in last night. When I went in this morning, it was dead. Thank you.
Send you a tumbleweed.
Three tumbleweed is aboard. Pumped into the penalty area. Can Ashford get on the end of it? No, he can't. Out for a goal kick. And it remains 1-0 to FC United of Manchester. And Steve Wood will continue with some of the most atrocious jokes brought to Boundary Park since Les Dennis was here.
Les Dennis?
Isn't that a Blondie song? Les Dennis. Anyway, goal kick's taken. Long ball pumped up on the right-hand side by O'Neill. Headed on by Fagbola though. And Norton heads it back. Well, Morse got, and then it's a, well, it was completely missed by Chalmers, who managed to control it somehow, I don't know. And they clear the lines, but Wright, who's playing very deep on the left-hand side, tries to win the ball back. Low tries to get the second ball, but can't. And Savage Celtic intercepted well there by,
you know,
Kay.
You know, saying earlier that the traffic coming in was horrendous. Well, on the same journey, I got pulled over by one of those cardboard cutout policemen. And his cardboard cutout police car. As he's walking towards the car, this wagon drove past and blew him over. Anyway, he gets up and he carries on walking. Same thing happened again. And eventually he gets to him and he said, you know what, I'm not cut out for this. I've shortened that quite a lot because...
yeah, because we've got to get
the blue all night.
That was also available not just on FCM Radio, but on Steve Wood's personal Facebook Live.
I think that's actually available.
He's celebrating two viewers.
I think that also has available.
One has just dropped.
That then includes himself.
Yeah. That's available on Betamax.
Hey.
As we're waiting for the goal kick to be taken because it was... one of the ball crew had to run across to try and gather the ball and allow Callum O'Neill to now clear his lines. Over the halfway line it goes. It's flicked on, but it picked up by Williams. Williams now flicks the ball out to this right hand side. Well, it's a mistimed ball by Mather, but it falls kindly. But FC United pressing well there, but they're giving the ball away. And Mather again plays the ball inside. A little bit of room now for the number 7. It's Kieran Dunbar on the ball. Left hand side he plays it. Cuts it, they cut inside now with Regan. Regan plays it across right hand side. And a miscontrol there. Joe Wright doesn't see the he sees the miscontrol and he wins the ball initially, but it falls for Chalmers. Chalmers plays the ball through. It's a decent ball. It's a packed area outside the penalty area. FC United need to defend this ball. Can they get the ball through, thread it through? No, they can't. Good defending from FC United of Manchester. And eventually the good pressing from FC Lowe brings it away, and then his ball has got no purpose whatsoever. The simple ball out was the ball there.
Well,
he's clear his lines, it's long ball, and FC United could actually pressurise and move into the final third and put the pressure on.
They're just walking into the space though. Oh, hello.
30 minutes gone.
You can't resist. You're live, by the way. You're live. You can't resist cameras, can you?
15 minutes to go here.
We want paying
for FC United of Manchester.
If you want Equity next, well, you want paying for that.
As the ball flicked on, and it's Matty Wolfenden putting the pressure on Mather. Mather does really well though. The ball flicked over the halfway line, but it needs to be intercepted by a red shirt. It's good play there by, again, FC United's Chris Chandler. And Lowe plays it to Williams. Williams deep in his own half, threads the ball through. It's comfortably dealt with by Matty Riggy. Boy down on his chest really well. And good play there by Kieran Dunbar again. Plays it out right hand side to Danny Norton, the skipper.
They're doing right in that midfield, Stalybridge.
Well, they're playing the best of football.
Just
not really done anything in front of goal.
No, true.
But they've intercepted the ball on the halfway line now, and here comes Matt Regan. Plays out left-hand side to Roberts. Roberts gives it back to him. And Matty Regan now against Williams. Down to the byline, he's trying to go, but Williams is strong there. And Williams has got the better of him, has he? Well, he does enough there, puts the pressure on.
Nice
and well, Roberts is not happy at all because he wanted the ball played back to him.
A text message. Hi, I've been doing parents evening and just got home. Do us a quick summary when you get a minute, please. That's from Helen in Leicester.
Jake Williams, 1-0, 3 minutes.
That'll do. That's pretty much it.
Oh, and it's cold.
Yeah.
Good evening to you, Helen. And Ben chose not to buy me any food as well. You'll be pleased to know. Well, I suppose he's doing it for the greater good of my girth.
Absolutely.
There's a ball played left hand side by Long. Right
there
at the end of it. Well, it's the two skippers again going for it. Hammer and tong, and this time it's one. And it's a throw in to Danny Morton, who takes it quickly, plays it inside to Gary G. G puts a long ball the outside of his boot. This time it comes off nowhere. Screaming on this left hand side, in fairness, was James Roberts. But if he could hit a ball in this, in these conditions, 60 yards, crossfield ball,
you shouldn't play this game,
side, he would be, no.
It's like FC when I'm making a little change. Sheridan was getting changed.
Zoom in. Can you not zoom in on that?
I don't know if you can on a live thing, actually. Oh, you can. Oh, look at that.
Woods all gone high pitched.
Look at that.
It's the first high pitch you've had. You don't have any of you. Tonight, have you?
All right, Jimmy.
Kenneth Williams.
I was thinking to
Well, left hand side with Jerome Knight, just outside the penalty area. Nice little ball to Thompson. Thompson's little touch was great. Green's first time shot with a keeper was down before the ball. He got to him. And if it had been half a yard, it would have bounced over it. But it's out for a goal kick. But nice little football from there. Lovely touch by Thompson to bring in Greaves. And Greaves took it first time. I say the goalkeeper, Callum O'Neill, was down before the ball actually went past him.
Greaves' shot was a shot of a player who's not played for me. A bit rusty there. He didn't get anything behind it at all, did he?
FC United win the ball back at the halfway line. Thompson goes across trying to win the header, but it's going to be picked up by Danny Morton. Morton being intercepted by Wright. Put enough pressure on him, but they'll have a throw in. They've got 13 minutes to get something out of this game.
13 to go.
And it's 1-0 to FC United and Manchester. If you've just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and good welcome wherever you are around the world. FC Live brought to you as always by constructivecoding.com as we're wolfing it outside the penalty area. Plays a 1-2 with Thompson, doesn't quite come off. It's cleared again by Danny Morton, who's been in the thick of it all through the evening. Good shot headed there by Williams. And again, it's Morton versus Wright. And Morton throws himself to the ground, doesn't get the free kick, does he? Oh, he gets the free kick.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerome Wright's going to get the kick. And Danny Morton, they're throwing himself after the challenge had gone.
He did, but I think Jerome's suffering from a couple of telling off. He's not in the past. I think he's just referee's patience has finally broken. Snaps indeed.
Well, it's going to be a free kick, and by the time that free kick's taken, they'll be deep into the FC final third. Down the right hand side it goes. Good shot headed by Ashworth. Second ball needs to be won, but Morton wins it again. Ball flicked inside, cleared by FC United's Ashworth, flicked on there, and FC United trying to put the pressure on, but again comes across. Adam Mather wins the ball and puts the ball to the halfway line, and it's Sturbridge Celtic on the ball again. Halfway line with Chalmers. Chalmers flicked the ball to this near touchline to James Roberts, but the back of their own half. Good pressure from Matthew Wolford, and the ball played down this left hand side. Williams has to come across. Well, Fag Bowling indeed comes across, clears his lines, halfway line. Up goes Greaves, he brings it down in his chest really well, but hustled and bustled out of it this time. Chalmers got the better of him, and now there's an opportunity for the visitor. Lovely ball down the right hand side for Danny Morton. Morton now chips the ball into the penalty. An opportunity. Alex Cook gives FC United's goalkeeper. He palms the ball away and then cleared by Lowe.
Yeah, he did well there, Schofield. Did very well.
Got the smell of Bellevue Aces to our right hand side.
Pyro time.
No pyro, what did they say? No pyro.
No breath.
Well. There is a strap line to that, but
there is, yeah.
It's about the smell of the speedway for me.
There's another one going off there.
Oh, they're everywhere. Any money we were going to get for winning this competition is gone, but we haven't got it anyway. It's an opportunity now, though, for Stanley Michel to get some of the Robert sets himself, and his shot is a poor one. James Roberts ran 20 yards, had the opportunity to actually put the ball into the back of the net, but the challenge was, or the shot was a poor one. As the red mist descends upon the boundary part.
It goes dark around here, doesn't it?
What is it? What is it? Red sky at night?
Red sky there.
The null stands alive.
The ball high in the air. Flicked on there by Thompson. Wilford in little 1-2 with Drew Greaves. Greaves lost in the mist for a moment there, but Thompson's on it. And holds the ball well. Tries to cut inside, and he does cut inside. Looking for movement of Wolfenden. Was a great bit of movement there, but intercepted well by they've done themselves. Or the two players went for the same ball from Stanley Celtic. Jerome Wright at the edge of the penalty area takes a shot from distance where he had options. Chandler on the left hand side.
Yeah, he should have played it.
Thompson through the middle, and Greaves and Wolfenden have made good space there and good movement. But unfortunately, out for a goal kick, and also the red mist just disappears with 10 minutes to go. The red mist, you've never seen the War of the Worlds.
Yeah, but I just thought you'd gone mad.
The chances of that, and now Greaves is making a nuisance himself, but it again doesn't fall for a red shirt, and Celebridge can attack down the left hand side again. Good bit of pace and quality there by the number 11. Cuts inside now. FC United can't afford pulling back, and Well, they're pulling back, but they've got away with it because the ball spray right outside now for Danny Morton. Morton looks for a 1-2 there. Plays inside to Dunbar. Dunbar looking for some more Essendon pressurising well as Gary G takes over. G plays it out right outside to Dunbar again. Opportunity again. Here comes Stirling Bridge Celtic. It's with Gary G. G puts the ball down the right hand side. It's held up and defended brilliantly by FC United. But then there's a slip by FC United's number three. It may well be a corner. In fact, it is a corner.
First corner of the game for Stirling Bridge.
And that was undone by FC United. But I've got to say, Stirling Bridge Celtic have stuck all the way through the task, all for the 90 minutes, well, for the 80 minutes. And they've got an opportunity here to put it level.
I think FC over the last 10-15 minutes or so, I'm in the best part of the game, I think.
Well, comes in, it's near post ball, but it's dealt with by Wright, but there's another opportunity again now.
James Quinn's watching, he's down there.
Oh, he's a miss it. Can he get the shot away second time? Yes, he can.
He can watch himself, right?
Unfortunately.
Have I just broken the internet there?
Bad for him and good for FC United because it forced kindly to FC United Manchester stalwart to Ryan Schofield. It remains 1-0 to FC United Manchester here. On 3 minutes, FC United scored. And, well, it was either a wonder goal or the wind had quite a lot.
It was a wonder wind.
Oh, a wonder wind. Dunbar on the far right-hand side again. Halfway line, FC pressing really well and they've won the ball back. Chalmers there. Thompson one on one, and he delayed.
Should have been 2-0.
And by the time he delayed that much, it's a corner ball, and it should have been 2-0. Really.
2-0.
Saying that, great defending.
Oh, great defending, absolutely. But he's given the chance to get back, hasn't he? He's given the chance to do
without
that.
A shadow of a doubt. That was it. Should have been into the back of the net very, very quickly. And FC United about another substitution. It looks like Mike Jones is going to be coming on. Is it?
Gilchrist.
Was it Gilchrist?
Yeah.
Gilchrist. Well, last ditch defending there. I think the man who actually got the challenge eventually was Matty Regan. But FC United have another opportunity here. 1-0. And let's not forget, he'll go straight to penalties. They'll have to change maybe the net around to be below us here. So ball comes in. Flicks across there. Who's on the end of it? Thompson, this side
can
kick. Oh, defending off the line. Well defended off the line as well. And Kay now sees the ball left hand side for Low again. Low, can he get the ball to the area? Yes, he can. It's towards the back post. It's a long ball. Ashwood brings it back on his feet. He chests it down on his shoulder.
Those are cursing again. No, not quite. It's going.
I thought it was taking curse.
I know. I realised that then.
That was Gary Palace for us.
7 minutes to go. As Williams comes to this near touchline, take the throw in. Ball comes in, long throw there towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Fagola flicks it across, an opportunity towards the back post. Thompson's on the end of it again, is he? No, falls for Kay though. Kay looks for some support, finds it in Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright chucks the ball back into the penalty. It's a poor ball and it allows Stenovic to come away with it again down the right hand side this time. Can Kay keep with it up with his man? No, we can't. The ball plays through the middle. It's a lovely ball as well. This is great football from Stenovic. Can they finish off this move with a decent effort? Well, it's a corner ball, but from one end to the other, four passes with pace, panache, quality, and nearly the perfect ending. But a corner ball.
I think since that chance to Thompson, last 5 minutes, I think this game just opened up nicely now. That both sides going for. I think obviously what Erlong's left, five minutes. I think you realise they really need to do something pretty damn quick.
Well, they play football all the way through the game. The wind hasn't affected the second half as it affected FC in the first half. But FC aren't going to make this substitution while we have a corner to defend. They've left two up there though, with Greaves and Thompson. And it's going to be a corner ball right hand side. Again, movement in the penalty area. Who's going to get there? There's a free, and there's an opportunity straight to the hands of the goalkeeper. And Matty Regan again, well, he was a defensive hero only a moment ago, and he should have levelled the game there.
That should have gone.
The parting of the waves came. Every FC defender just basically went, go on, have a go, let's take it to penalties. Mickey Corkin wants to take part.
He's onside there, Greaves.
Greaves now, right hand side. He's got Wolverton in the penalty area. Wolverton by himself, first time ball comes across. But Wolverton do it. Yes, he has. It's cleared off the line. And Wolverton there, he got enough of a touch of it, but great defending. But again, down the left hand side, Jerome Wright gets himself a free kick. And well, that could have been two, but it was the movement of Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Green saw him, and Wolverhampton moved into a great area there, and he got enough of a touch on it. It was going into the back of the net, but it was defended by the wonderful, being pronounced about 55 different ways tonight, Mateus.
Anyway, we've got a change. George Thompson's coming off to be replaced by Gilchrist. And who else is coming off? I think Sheridan's coming on as well, I think. Is he?
Well, let's see United match for making that change.
Maybe not.
And it is George Thompson coming off, as I say, and Jason Gilchrist will be coming on. And Gilchrist will go straight in for this free kick.
All the way from New Zealand, Jeff has just dropped his porridge.
I thought we were going to say something else for a second there.
Oh, so substitution for Sammy Celtic. Gary G's off.
Because he's not that excited. He said there is something, I was right.
And Pemberton's on. And, well, FC United now, what can they do for this free kick? Ball comes, it's a penalty, pushed away by the goal.
Oh.
So the ball force a fat ball. We will see. Not just yet, but we will see perhaps with 2 minutes to go, a cameo from Sheridan. And well, they're making it very quickly.
Is he coming on?
And the free kick, the goal kick's taken quickly. Far right hand side, the ball goes to. It's a free kick for FC United and Manchester. Now that's the chance to maybe bring Sheridan on. And it's going to be Matty Wolfenden, the man coming off. And on coming is Sam Sheridan. And we're into
2 minutes to go.
43rd minute of the game, 2 minutes to go here at Boundary Park. I remember being here watching Arsenal take on an Oldham Athletic team many, many years ago in the FA Cup.
Ooh. On the plastic.
On the plastic,
yeah.
And FC United, well, 2 minutes to hold out or 2 minutes to get a second as the ball plays into the penalty area. Greaves' control just lets him down slightly and nearly keeps it, in fairness.
But
he's been resolute all evening, Danny Morton. It's been a good captain's performance.
Yeah.
They've had some good performances, Steadby Celtic. You know, they've... The one thing they've lacked really is really tested FC's goalkeeper, but the possession, the quality, the pace on the ball has been exceptional in parts. But FC United have been resolute and defended well when they needed to.
I think so.
As the ball was all the way back into FC's penalty area and been dealt with comfortably by Ryan Schofield, to take his time into the final minute of the game. And we'll have to see what the fourth official decides to put up on his board. Because there was no additional minutes in the first half as FC United charged the ball down with Sam Sheridan. Sheridan holds well, plays the ball out to Jerome right, left-hand side. Could Jerome get to the byline? Well, he can't, and it's a free kick to FC United of Manchester. Well, I think Jerome has been persistently fouled this evening, isn't he?
He has. It's about fifth or sixth time, I can recall, top of my head, that he's been brought down. But another free kick in a dangerous position.
Well, again, you'd expect Lowe to whip this ball in again.
The ball's going up in a second now.
And there's going to be, after we see this ball go in, you'd expect there's Lowe over it and Sheridan. As the ticker tape just floats around. There's a bit of headline news on that one as well. So it says it's a bit like, I won't say that yet, but it's this... Free kick comes in towards the back post and it's a goal kick.
Yeah.
Well, that news was that shot was about as good as the news on the back of that.
So it's a 5 minutes.
Theresa May-esque it was, that ball in.
I'm not sure where that... Am I missing something? 5 minutes?
There's been...
I think there's 5 minutes worth of injury time.
3 substitutions, there's been a lot of stop and starts, there's been a lot of wriggly free kicks. But there's 5 minutes to go. Well, there were 6 minutes at Old Trafford the night on Sunday. And... I wish they hadn't been.
Well, yeah.
Although that's about 6 minutes, there was a bit of impetus as the ball on the left-hand side with FC United of Manchester. And nice play there by, I think it was Nathan Lowe. Jerome Wright pulls the ball to the penalty area, tries to bring back Lowe into the game. Doesn't quite come off for him. And Senebush can start down the right-hand side. Jerome Wright back defending well, though. And putting the pressure on. Gary G there. Plays it back to his captain. And here comes the number 11, the ball now again. Chips the ball down the right-hand side. And it's a chase on. and Nashua should be the recipient and winner of that. He could have let the ball roll out for a corner goal kick, as he well played by the centre half. And it's FC United of Manchester with well 3 minutes plus a little bit of extra to stand firm, and they'll be receiving the Manchester Premier Cup at some stage, one would hope. So I think Stade de Bruges will be disappointed, in all fairness.
And a gateway into Europe.
A gateway into Europe, yes.
Europa League, absolutely.
Goal kick taken, halfway line. Greaves gets a little touch on it, but it's won by Stade de Bruges. Lovely ball down the right-hand side, needs to be dealt with by an FC defender, and it is defended by FC's left-back there, Chris Chandler. But again, there's a ball through the middle, headed away by Fag Bowler. Flicked on by Greaves, and pushing the back, no, referee says play on, and the ball, it's a decent ball, needs to be dealt with this time, it's dealt with by Williams. William goes down under a heavy challenge, hurt his back there, I think, but the referee hasn't seen it. An opportunity now for Greaves, Greaves to make it, two players around him, but good, strong defending again. And the referee's decided that there was a free kick, but there's a player down for FC United, and Jay Williams has that man down. He went down under, he won the header, and then went down heavily, and I think he's hurt his but he's certainly hurt, he's not moved.
All three subs have been used as well. I think Greaves didn't pull the trigger there when he had a chance.
Yeah, he maybe could have hit it as he's running through, but
I don't think for a month for Sundays it was a free kick though, to be honest.
No,
but the referee gave it, so it remains 1-0. We're into the 48th minute and there'll be a little bit of additional time now, because there's a FC's number two, Jake Williams, is down, injured. Have we got a man of the match for the evening? Or would you give man of the matches on? Yes, we could, I suppose. Have you got any ideas, boys, of your man of the match? It could be from either team.
I think the red shirt,
isn't it?
I think Fag Bowler's
a decent out that's come his way.
He has indeed.
Last one for Woodsell. The inventor of the throat lozenge has died. There will be no coughing at his funeral.
Car theft, the multi-story car park is wrong on so many levels.
It is indeed. Well, that book on Poltergeist is flying off the shelves. And let's not forget that book on that book on Velcro. I bought it last week. I can't put it down.
I put it down.
Oh. Anyway, there is a free kick. It's basically just outside the area of the opposition. But Lowe wins the ball back, and now Lowe can hold on to the ball. Chips the ball forward now. Again, good movement from Greaves. And he's going to put the pressure on, does well there, but they can clear the lines. But Lowe again impedes the player.
Doesn't
need to concede the free kick.
No,
just needs to stand with his man and let him make the mistake.
Correct.
But we haven't heard. Do we know the official attendance are here this evening?
I've not seen anything. No.
It's Calleroy takes the goal, the free kick into the penalty area. The ball goes headed away by Fag Bowler. Picked up by on the right hand side though, initially by Roberts, but Jerome Wright wins it back and then launches the ball to there. Great control by Roberts. That's lovely football from the centre forward there. And then a ball with purpose played out to this right hand side. A good ball for the substitute, Pemberton. Pemberton taken to the byline. Good player. The other contender for me is Williams in this
game.
Done
well.
He's scored the goal. He's been resolute in everything he's done. So both of them have done well this evening. But I think you're right. I think Fag Bowler has not missed a header apart from the one when we were actually attacking and he headed
out
there. Here, the last opportunity of the game, you expect Danny Morton to sort of get his ball thrown into the penalty on this near touchline left hand side. Can he get a flick on it? No, it's headed away by FC United's man Kay Pemberton. He's running back to try and win this ball.
It's another 20 seconds according to
Morton plays it inside. FC United all back defending. Kay does well, but they lose out again. FC ball chipped to this right, to this left hand side. Pemberton takes over. Can Pemberton get the ball to the penalty area? This is a last opportunity. He cuts inside, looking for some support, cuts back on himself. He needs to get the ball in a bit earlier, and he's delayed and delayed and delayed, and FC United's Williams can nearly clear his line. Ball flicks on again though, headed away. It falls on the edge of the air for 11. If he looks at his watch again, and the skipper chips the ball into the penalty area. 1-2 there, who's going to the end of it? It's FC United and Manchester.
Get it away, line. Six. Should do it.
The referee looks at his watch once again. It's going to be a throw-in. Going into the 50th minute, or the 51st minute of this game. Ball into the penalty area. Headed across goal. FC United need to make sure that they win this. It's at the edge of the area again. Can they get a shot away? Could be a hustle and bustle brilliantly well there by Sheringham.
Oh, he's given a free kick.
Sheringham gives a free kick.
I didn't see a foul there.
he stayed with his man,
Yeah,
he
said
the ball could have been rolled out to the left-hand side. They were still at the attacking opportunity. Quinn looks in disgust with the referee.
He said he pulled it, but I'm not convinced he did.
Well, this has to be a shot on. It has to be a shot on target more than anything, and then you pick up the rebounds. It's the number seven on the ball, Kieran Dunbar. Towards the left hand side it goes, cuts across goal.
Stay away.
Here's on the end of it. First time shot comes in. Corner ball.
Tell you what, this, I don't know what we're playing here. It's 96. This is ridiculous.
52nd minute of the
this is ludicrous.
Of a half gone. It was 5 minutes. It was an injury which took.
He's shoddy on the Jake Williams.
He has.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has. But even so.
Well, Kinesi hands on. Corner ball. Whips in, left as a decent ball, comes across, everybody goes across, every single player.
Get rid of it.
Sterling scores a wonderful one. The referee's got to blow, but he's let Gilchrist run over the halfway line. Gilchrist stole the ball. Can he slip it in?
Yeah.
He's left it too late.
God will do it.
And I've got to say, FC have won the game here. That's dreadful referee.
Awful referee.
You know what he's done? He's about to blow. Anyway, no.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We've won the Manchester
FA
Cup.
So we've won a new trophy in the cabinet. Never won this before, obviously.
First trophy in a cup final for
9 years. 9 years.
The presidents. Obviously, yeah, the presidents.
Well, FC United and Manchester victorious here at Boundary Park,
and I think it was, if you think about it, it was a bit of a Lee Martin moment, an unlikely goal scorer.
Absolutely, yeah.
The way it went in as well, and I think when Lee Martin scored, I was at Wembley for that goal. I was a little bit worse for wear, and I was actually watching the goal from the sat on the stairs. Not too bad, fella. It was fantastic, but I can't talk about that because I'm live on air. It's okay, don't worry. Well, as I say, the number of flares, flags, banners, scarves, and a trophy, the Manchester Premier Cup trophy, to be aloft from FC United skipper.
Definitely
that will be Jerome Wright.
Marking his 400th game, of course.
Yes, not the greatest game, but I think a fairly toothless Staley Bridge this evening. And that's aided and abetted.
Listen, in front of goal, certainly, but I've got to say, I thought they actually adapted to the conditions a lot better than we did. But what we did, we defended resolutely, and we defended everything we needed to defend, and when we needed to move out, there was more purpose with FC, there was better pace in the game from FC, we got a very early goal. Stenovich will be very disappointed, I would have thought, but the thing is, you've got to take your chances. We could have had three or four.
Well, I was just going to say that in the second half there was lots of... you've got Thompson, you've got Adeloy, you've got Gilchrist at the end. They're all one-on-one, and probably should all should have scored, really.
No question for me.
Tonight's attendance, 1,592.
1,592, that's a good crowd, great noise. And...
If anybody's my friends on social media on Facebook, I am
friends.
Live,
he says it.
I am live. If you want to watch the presentation, I am live on my page. If you want to come and watch it, you can watch on the Manchester FA, of course, their page. Let's not forget that. But you don't get the FC commentary on that. This might be a plus point.
It might be a plus point. if you shut up, it'll be a dark sight worse tonight. If you shut up. There you go, see, I've just...
Thank you.
Yes, you were expecting that, weren't you?
No, I'm shocked.
Now that was I, to be honest.
No, exactly.
It came out wrong, but, you know, fair enough.
I'll take it.
Well, the champagne, corks have been popped, and the trophy is yet to be presented, but FC United have started early. I think it's probably Pemain.
Yeah,
or
probably.
Maybe a bit of baby sham.
A bit of baby sham, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the players all celebrating, instead of Celtic. This is the time where they really... As a loser, you want to get off the pitch as quick as you can.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't
say
anything and let me get off, thank you very much.
Yeah,
but they've contributed to... the game itself was... It wasn't a bad game, considering...
It's one of those games where it wasn't a great way of football by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, you're not expecting the final, but it could have gone either way, really, to a certain extent.
It could have, certainly. But I honestly think there was some good passages of play, some good football played by both teams this evening. I think Stenbridge just edged it. In the form of controlled play and better play. But actually, he got the goal and defended well. We say we could have scored three or four one-on-ones, couple of balls off the line. They had chances, but the chances were Gilstead chances that they put miles wide. Ours were chances that we basically cleared off the line.
Should have,
so
should
I mean, overall,
we
should have been more. As
the celebration of Coote would be
massive. Yeah, one way, now going another way, doesn't it? Where he's going? Back to the
four! Oh,
hey!
That's
great.
Good.
Live.
I'm currently being watched by the...
That's live.
That's live, isn't it?
You've just been live. Been
what?
Caught by
what? On the internet, Mike.
On the internet. For Woodzone's following of three.
Hey, I'm being watched by the guitarist at the farm. Keith Mullins watching.
The guitarist at the farm?
Yeah.
Why would he be watching?
I don't know. He's joined it on what he's watching.
Fair enough. Well, the presentation, so it's a nice trophy. Master FA have done
a nice
crowd.
Trophy, actually, yeah.
And
we're going forward, yeah. Seems to be a big banner of some sort. It's a banner at the crowd before the Rolls' banner that I saw before the game.
The thing is now football's being footballs are going right. They put it
which way do we do this? Wrong way around
goal. Upside down, and back to front probably.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of teachers there though, isn't there? You know. That work, you know, we've got footballing brains and also other brains as well. We'll carry on through it all. It's a cracking flag.
It's
cracking banner that. And come on, get hold of it properly, lads. Make use of it. For goodness' sake, no. There's three of them holding it. There we go. The thing is, none of them have ever been on a march.
Yeah, exactly.
They've never walked to a pick with a picket line or with banners, you know, marching to solidarity or the pickets of Old Trafford in the good. That's why you know our banner. We've done it for years. I've got segs, banner segs.
Well,
on my hands.
A couple of years ago, I just started working where I work now, and I went on the Tory conference for the first time in New Manchester. I was just walking there, you knew where. We're just going to go for a week, and you can't. I ended up with a flag. I was like, it was so embarrassed. I don't even remember why. Like, we walking through Manchester with the United flag.
Well, the weather parts are in Manchester on Tuesday, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. There'll be doors open at 11:15. The 10:15 for an 11:00 start, but it's to be announced where the venue is yet.
Oh right, okay.
So check your emails, you'll see it on there. Well, we're still waiting. All the dignitaries and all the advertising things have to go up there, and it's the CEO of College Bridgeford now.
Does that banner suggest that the season's been a bit of a carry on?
Oh, let's see it again.
Jake Williams.
Well, I did say that.
Jake Williams, one of the marks.
He's getting the full Lee Martin treatment.
He is indeed. Jake Williams has been given the man of the match by an impartial group. I think he's had a very good.
Obviously,
in the first half, what we saw from him, he was bombing down the right hand side and working really, really hard. And. Everyone should just boo them. Just boo them because they're match officials.
Boo them! Boo them!
They're just a bunch of Tories. He's been okay to you. Well,
I think he's had a poor game, if I'm being honest.
He's been okay in very small doses. No one really cares, to be honest.
It doesn't matter now, does it?
They're not in it for the glory, are they, the referees? They're in it just speak. The thing is, actually, do you need referees? Because if everyone knows the rules, you shouldn't actually need a referee.
There's some theory behind there, isn't there? I'm not quite sure.
If you don't know the rules,
there's some logic there.
You're there to just marshal the game to a degree. You could do it for somewhere else. Well, the runners-up, obviously, Stenbridge Celtic. And they're
Hans Football League Club.
Absolutely, yeah.
Indeed, and in what year though, Stato Paul? What
1921.
Year?
1921.
Exactly. For how long, Stato Paul?
Well, they dipped their toes in the league waters and didn't like it, let's say.
Hello,
boy. Resigned soon afterwards.
You did the S right.
Hello, boy, man.
Well, the dulcet tones of
the MIDI brand to my right hand side.
Move to passive and go mad.
That reminds me of that bloke at the Royal Family.
can I order from next door?
Can we all just move down a little bit?
Not to a bit of distance.
We've started on the right hand side, we're now on the left wing.
You're live on the internet, there's tens of people watching you here.
Official brand song.
That's the official brand song,
is it?
Middleton brand song.
And this is our moment. The cup winners.
Well, at least you know one thing that we haven't heard.
What's that?
Luckily, we haven't heard anything by Queen.
No, that's a good point, yeah.
17-year-old Brian Schofield is leading the group.
Next to him, it's Jake Williams, the man of the
match. Do you remember the days when the Sam Sherrington go first and get the cup? I pine for those days.
And there's Tom Greaves, Joe Thompson. Matty Kay there with a bottle of champagne in his hand. He's kept hold of that.
And his brother Scott.
Scott Kay, sorry, yes, sir. Also, you've
Matthew got a hat trick for Charlton last week.
It gets about.
He does.
I was trying to build it all up to the end, and you've just ruined it all for me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're alright.
Oh, it's that bloody awful music again. Turn the music off.
Well, there's no need for it, is there?
Well, there's Nathan Lowe and Jerome Wright, the last man there. Obviously, he'll be the player to collect the trophy. 400th appearance for him this evening. And he's going to be holding aloft the trophy.
First Boundary Park Juniors.
He was indeed under Roy Sewell. Yeah. Quite a few of the XFC players.
Manchester FA, Frank Hannah, Premier Cup final winners.
We're there.
Show your appreciation for FC United.
Here we go. Now it's Jerome might be.
Yay! Come on!
And they'll be celebrating one hard till at least 11 o'clock this evening. That's what they'll for work in the morning.
10:33.
The champions of the Manchester Premier Cup is the Teddy Celtic.
Yeah,
Can you enjoy yourself?
That's
fine, it's fine. Just let me know.
Okay,
I've just had my ears waxed recently.
Spontaneous, this.
I'm having my ears waxed instead this time. I've had my wax put in. Well, it's all the coaching staff and everybody else on the there behind, and it's well, a cup, and mid-table is something that that FC to a degree can be very pleased with.
Absolutely.
As long as Carl doesn't take the microphone and gives another speech.
No, not the last side. We don't want that again. No, good.
You can tell it's cold, he's actually not got his his casuals on tonight, has he? In fact, he seems to have an Evo stick jacket on.
He's got something.
That's the blue Vanarama one, isn't it?
It is.
It's, well, all the supporters en masse stay here. And I have a thought. Would you say a good 700 of this crowd, 800 of this crowd of FC, aren't they, this evening?
Easily. Probably more.
Well, I was giving, you know, Stenabridge some credit. But not that much. Well, some of the youngsters that will be featuring, you'd expect next season, all just watching on. And FC United of Manchester, well, the backroom staff there of Chappie, of Taffy and Chappie, of a man who was team that he started off and was bought by Manchester United from. Will be joining us in the league next season. Who am I talking about?
Sorry, I'll
go this thing with you. Yes, okay. Yes, he's the goalkeeping coach.
Oh, Mr. Culkin.
Mr. Culkin. Vaughan and Daz Lyons. Not forgetting Sam, the physio.
If you described him as my mum's gardener, I'd be known straight away then.
Your mum's gardener?
Yeah, no, Nick Culkin.
What,
yeah.
Chappie?
No, Nick Culkin.
Yes.
He disappeared in the long grass, Chappie.
It's not long grass though, but that's the thing. Well, they're all enjoying themselves there, Manchester Premier Cup. And can we go?
Can we go? Can we enjoy ourselves?
I was going to try and get some interviews.
Oh, with us? What, with us?
Yeah.
You've been interviewing us all night.
No.
I mean with that lot.
I know.
Okay.
Here I well,
thank you, Star Paul, for joining us.
Okay.
Here I go as well, please.
All right.
Let's enjoy yourself.
All right. All right.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Nick Winsor.
Well, what do you want to do, Ben?
Nick Winsor.
I don't think we're going to be able to get them up here, are we?
No.
He's on the other side of the pitch.
No.
I'll get them tomorrow.
Get Quinzel on for the week.
Do you want to do a raffle?
A raffle?
Shut up, you.
Raffle.
Right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the season has come to an end, it's come to an end in a very pleasurable, happy way. FC United winning the trophy, first time in 9 years. A goal on 3 minutes. Well, Stalybridge Celtic have been relegated, as we know, but I've got to say, it was a performance of a little bit of quality in times. FC United and Manchester didn't necessarily ride the luck. They were probably on balance with the actual attempts on target, with the balls being cleared of line. Probably deserved to win it in that respect. It was a good football from Stalybridge Celtic. They'll go again in the Northern Premier League next season. And Steve Burton, the players, if you keep half of them together, they're going to be a tough team to compete with certainly next season. But tonight was all about FC United and Manchester. 400th appearance for Jerome Wright, and he holds aloft the trophy, the Manchester Premier Cup, here at Boundary Park. And a good evening for FC United and Manchester. Not the greatest of game, but seldom finals are. But equally, you go away with some silverware, 54 points, 13th position, and you're going to be happy with that. Lots of things to go forward, looking forward to going to next season. You can all have a great, great break now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So wherever you are around the world, it's a good evening, a good morning, a good night, a good afternoon. For the last time of the 2016-2017 season, it's been a privilege as always to commentate, to discuss, have the banter backwards and forth with all our supporters. It's been great having the likes of Stato Paul giving you a unique insight into all those great things stats can bring you. A great thank you to Emily Maguire, who's just below us cheering away. Also, let's not forget the mighty, the beautiful dulcet tones of James Quinn, who'll be back next season. Also, we've had the opportunity to speak to this evening, well, an eclectic commentator in Stephen Wood. Some of them are a little bit different. Let's not forget thanking the likes of Roy Sue, who's been on the radio on a few occasions. Also, all the other people that have worked with us. Seamus has been on this season as well. And overall, it's always a pleasure to talk football, enjoy football. Don't forget, there's also a Northern Premier League show coming up for your delectation tomorrow. Myself and Ben, if you're interested in anything football other than FC United and Manchester, may well be commentating the FA Trophy and VARs live. So that'll be something you can listen to in May. But from here, from Boundary Park, it's season over. A trophy has been won. And en masse, FC United leave. Take care until pre-season. We'll see you all very, very shortly. Let's not forget also, sorry, a big, big thank you to all the people behind this club, is my club, Cockers, Marv, and everybody else associated with FC United Radio, as Dirty Old Town plays the original as well as being played. We'll say goodbye. Take care. God bless. See you soon. Bye-bye.